Welcome, everybody, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
The man, the myth, the dog. To my right, yelling gore. The Nate Yard Dog, how you doing?
I'm doing woofing great.
That's cool. To my left, also in the house, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
You are way too excited for the task we have ahead of us.
I am fucking...
I'm trying to be energetic now to try to get me through it,
you're
man.
You're Mr. Positivity. What do we got here? Almost entertaining wrestling.
2.5 freaking hours.
So Fighter Fest.
So I just want to apologize because this is... I'm going to take the blame for this right now.
Yeah, this was your idea.
This was 100% my idea. I'm taking the blame for it.
Especially
right
the turning off the AC part. It's going to get hot here,
hang
folks.
On. I'm taking all the blame right now.
Okay.
I've already seen all of this. This is Fighter Fest. AEW's... technically isn't a pay-per-view. It was their, like... free streaming event. I've seen all of it. Joe, you've seen...
Trebuchet himself has seen the
pre-show. Which I hated.
You hated the
pre-show. We are not watching the pre-show. This is the main...
I have different opinions about it. I didn't hate it. I wasn't overjoyed by it. It was my first introduction to AEW. It seemed a lot like Impact Wrestling to me so far.
The pre-show to me felt... like one indie match and two comedy matches that I hated.
we'll get into that once we start this
up here. Yeah, I'm sure we'll
Nate Yard Dog
has seen none of this.
Nate has seen none of it. All
yes,
right.
So I have seen none of the AEW product yet. Well, okay, full disclosure,
but
folks, we got about 2 minutes and 52 seconds into the promo bit when we decided to do this, so I've seen...
Well,
like,
Two of us seen the pre-show. Nate Dog hasn't. We wanted to talk about this, but it's going to be getting pretty late by the time we watch all of it. Why not just commentary the whole show?
Fuck it. We got the 3-man booth. We'll do it live.
Where are we at? You got enough battery there, Trebuchet?
I'll be fine.
We're going to be all right?
Yes.
There is a horny lady charger if needed, correct?
I am like a horny lady's vibrator with my phone. We got all plenty of battery.
We may have to stop to order pizza at some point, but we...
I'm at about 40%, and obviously video takes juice, so as long as we...
We're
Chromecasting.
You're Chromecasting. That takes next to nothing.
Okay.
If you don't dick with it, you'll be fine.
All I'm saying is there's an iPhone charger available if need be, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys. Then I think...
Start us up here, Nate.
We count us down. We had to kill the air conditioner for this because it's really loud.
I know. That's why I want to get it started.
We're
going to
be
sweating
to fire.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, Ty Dillinger. I hit the button.
And we're going on... You gotta hit play, dude.
I hit it 3 times.
All right, we're going. Oh, man.
Oh, this is already off to a great start.
Ooh,
we see Las Vegas, Nevada. They're showing their all-in pay-per-view, was that...
Double or nothing.
It's always a poker reference, is what I'm noticing.
Well, I mean, this one isn't. This is a reference to the Fire Fest.
What is that? Is that
that was
the Fire Festival that went horribly wrong?
Is that like in the desert?
Somewhere in Central America.
Was that music festival that like all those
that didn't actually happen
got ripped off on?
Oh, is that the Ja Rule one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The one all those open mic comics were doing bits on for 2 weeks there.
Okay. I didn't know what that was. Now I do. All right. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Awesome Kong. I know that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, to your point, I've already noticed a lot of Impact talent here.
Yeah, no, it feels a lot like Impact. Things I like so far about it, JR is going to be doing some commentary. Things I don't
like that.
Cody Rhodes just hitting a
Triple H
throne and it explodes.
With the sledgehammer.
What does that mean? That doesn't make sense at all.
I know that guy too.
So from the pre-show, what do you think of commentary already? What are your thoughts?
It's all right. I'm intrigued by the guy in the mask.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
So here's the thing. I think the guy in the mask is okay at commentary. I think having him behind a mask is eh. I think he's passable.
Yeah.
I think he'd just seem more legitimate if he didn't have the mask.
Put him next to JR, take him out of the mask. It'd be all right. Alex Marvez, who I understand is like a real fucking journalist, who's friends with Tony Khan, just is so uncomfortable behind that table. He
seemed nervous, but at the same time, it's AEW's, like, it's a big event for them, I guess.
He's not ready. I'm not ready to see he, like, sucks on the mic. He's not ready.
That's not what I'm hearing, Nate Dogg. I'm hearing he sucks. He might suck.
Is he the one that they alternated out? No, he's the guy that stays. The guy that alternated out works for CEO Gaming, who sponsored this thing. He's not a great announcer, but at least, like, his, like, heel shtick I found at least, like, charming.
Well, and not only that, I mean, Trebuchet's got a DX shirt on, so I feel like we need to do we have to do an obligatory, suck it!
Okay. Yeah.
One of the lines that really popped me was there's a comedy spot they did at the start, during the pre-show, where, like, they had to, like, let some of the models go home.
I hated it too.
But he goes, my draft figure was like the fourth from the right. I don't know why that made me laugh.
Has Dean Ambrose always been a smoker?
Johnny Moxley, as I'm calling him.
Johnny, is
that his character name here?
It's John Moxley.
Yeah, I know. That's not what I'm telling everybody.
All right, well, that's fair.
But John Moxley is his character name. Yeah. Here?
All right.
Jim Ross in the middle. One of my personal heroes.
Alex Marvez on the right, on the left there.
Golden Boy. Oh, so for those of you that are not totally aware of the video gaming scene, Golden Boy is a Rainbow Six commentator.
Oh, shit. Then I guess they did take Marvez off.
Okay. Who's Darby Allin?
He's an up-and-coming indie guy.
Well, in that case, then Marvez was not on commentary tonight for this whole thing. Then Golden Boy is uncomfortable on commentary, then.
That makes sense.
All right, fair enough.
That makes sense.
Oh, well, then Golden Boy has no business doing commentary.
All right, I know the Lucha Brothers. They came from Impact, I think.
Lucha Brothers wrestling Impact. They're more of a AAA.
I know that, but that's not what I'm telling everybody.
All right, well, and once again, just to keep... Who's Joey Helena?
Joey Janela. He's,
reading his
heart. He is a... hardcore wrestling, exposing the business, play wrestler, fuck.
Oh, fun. So Chad's number one in his fail club.
He dies in this match. I know he doesn't. I've seen it, but he should.
So Stone Cold University is coming out here? Oh, no.
But yeah, no, as I was saying, though, Golden Boy, when he's doing video game commentary, is actually really good. But,
yeah, I'm sure he is.
But obviously, when you do video game commentary, so, you're not in front of a live
audience. Hold on a second. We got tunnels. We got fucking laser lights. We got Christopher Daniels. This is TNA Impact. Like... is Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff going to come down here?
I realize that I'm going to do a lot of shitting on this tonight. I want to point out something I really enjoy. These matches have time limits. I like that.
Okay.
Matches with time limits, I think it gives the option to do time limit draws, which I think should be done every now and again.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea to have them. I like that. I really think that's a good idea.
I like Justin Roberts. I think he's a good
announcer. I also like how if a match just ain't going to play, it gives you an out.
You shouldn't just a time limit should always be real.
Yeah.
You shouldn't if you call a 20-minute time limit, you shouldn't
wrestle 35.
Yeah, you shouldn't do wrestle 35. But you shouldn't wrestle 5. Time limit should be a shoot.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm simply saying, say you want to do some after the match antics or whatnot. A time limit gives you an out to just cut the feed and go away.
So, do you know who Christopher Daniels is?
The Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say all that because I'm not a big fan.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a fan. It just lets you
know who
he
is. You watch some Impact. You've seen their tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about these tunnels?
I feel like I enjoy the fact these are more circular and more cylindrical than the TNA tunnels. Spoken like a true mathlete. I also enjoy how they're using both of them, giving, once again, that illusion of a heel and a face locker room.
I like that, too.
I also like that. And that's maybe the first time ever in the history of the world that all three of us agreed on something. So if AEW is doing one thing right, it's tunnels.
So we've got Shima versus Chris Daniels here. This is a rematch of sorts from Double or Nothing. Where
Shima,
who won the first one?
So the deal was, it was Shima's team, I believe they call themselves the Stronghearts. Against
Stone Cold University,
Stone Cold University, yes.
Is Stone Cold Stone Cold actually part of this?
No, it's SoCal Uncensored.
Yeah, it's just Sugar Shay is a troll.
I would
we
never.
We do live south of the bridge,
but SoCal Uncensored won the match at Double or Nothing. So this is a. Not a necessarily a rematch, but a continuation of that.
So I'm assuming Shima got his start in Japan?
Yes. These two also have worked together, teamed together before. So there's a history.
Does Stone Cold University have three guys in it?
Yes.
Kaz Daniels and another guy?
Scorpio Sky.
Sure.
Is that Kazarian that you're talking about?
Yes.
And we're sure this ain't Impact?
I'm
still checking the pulse, but I'll get back to you.
Dixie Carter.
If Sharkboy comes out here, I'm gonna lose my shit, dude.
Dixie Carter is.
There are four sides to the ring.
That happened in Impact.
Dixie Carter isn't at ringside. Surge isn't at ringside.
Borash is backstage, I bet.
Borash might be backstage. I can't speak to that.
All right. Well, we got a match going on here. We got Christopher Daniels sliding underneath. What's this guy's name?
Shima, yes.
Shima, that's... Okay, I'm going to try and remember that.
Yeah, we got...
This is the first time seeing of him. He just threw a dropkick.
Nice stiff dropkick spot there.
Because I do want to be able to do commentary on the commentary.
Yeah. It is nice hearing JR.
Good old JR.
JR and Excalibur... I don't love Excalibur on commentary. He and JR do seem to have good chemistry.
I can listen to JR all day. I listen to his podcast on the regular. Just listen to the night we lost Owen one.
How'd you like that one?
Holy, I was all on my feels.
Pretty
dude.
Rough. Oh, just listen to that today at work.
I have an hour left on it, but it is really good.
Highly recommend that.
It's just real talk, man. Like,
when you're done listening to all the episodes of our podcast, go listen to that one.
Absolutely. JR and is it Conrad?
Yeah.
That does it with him?
Conrad Thompson. Yep.
Yes.
So.
He also does Shivani's podcast.
And Bruce Pritchard's.
So he's got the ends.
And Eric Bischoff.
He's got all the ends.
Yeah.
And he does everybody except for Russo. So I think Conrad should just go out, reach out to Russo, get his takes on everything, bro.
When are we going to start advertising for Blue Chew on this podcast?
Bro. Well, right now, because it's nothing to be ashamed about, Showtime. If you need a little extra gas in the tank. If you need some, just a little extra stamina there, Nate Dogg, if you go to, like, say, Deja Vu, and you just want the ladies to think that,
if you need to be the horn yard dog.
You got the horn dog on ya.
Here's the thing. I can't see so good, but when I go to the pharmacy and I'm trying to get me some little blue pills, even I know when I'm being stared at. Well, you can get these.
These aren't even pills, Showtime.
No, you can get these via the internet. You don't have to go to the pharmacy.
No, not at all.
No one's staring at you. No one's judging you. You can get them over the internet.
Via the internet, dude.
It's got the active ingredient from Viagra,
uh-huh.
And it's a chewable.
They're gummies.
So it takes effect super fast.
Way faster than pills. So you can have a rager for Dazer.
Well, actually, you should probably seek medical attention after about 4 hours, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you need to go to the hospital and seek the head nurse.
So I realize
just remember, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the siege machine, you guys.
That is right.
So, sponsor us.
So I realize we've only heard a little bit of it, but what was your problem with Golden Boy's commentary?
I mean, I heard him on the pre-show.
Okay.
He just didn't seem very comfortable.
Scoop and a slam. I know, JR. That's what I just said.
Yep.
Scoop and a slam. Like.
So, also, is there any sort of... You mentioned a gaming company earlier.
Oh, another scoop?
CEO.
And another slam. Slamming him right down on the W.
Like, are they trying to stick more money?
I have no idea. None whatsoever.
So are we in Las Vegas tonight?
Or
was it Double or Nothing? No, Double or Nothing was in Vegas. Where are we?
This is, I don't know.
No, this is St. Petersburg, Florida, I think.
Okay, that's fair.
I think. Don't quote me on that. I know it's in Florida because I know their next event is in Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're making ripples. They got a lot of Trebster here knowing where they're going to be. That's saying something.
A lot of loose talk. CM Punk may appear.
Yeah, I know. I like that. They got me interested.
So we got a special stiff wrestling match here. I'd say nothing.
You got a Fallen Angel chant going. The Nate Yard Dog is all about that.
So here's what I'm wondering. And I noticed this throughout the pre-show and up until this point as well. There are no heels in this.
No?
No one's working as a heel. So here's the thing.
Well, it's also a pretty new company.
The librarians weren't a heel?
I would say that the librarians were the closest things to heels.
I've only watched the pre-show.
But even once that match started, they were doing chants for the librarians too.
Okay, by the way, I misspoke. Golden Boy is not a Rainbow Six commentator. He is an Overwatch commentator as well as Call of Duty and did some Halo back in the day.
Bad dog. Give out bad information on this podcast.
Yeah,
my bad.
But, no, I would say that just one of the things I've noticed is that I understand that as a new company, they're not really working a ton of angles. It's hardly a heel heat. But the between the ropes, like, matches like this are fine, but it's hard to get the fans terribly invested when they're just kind of cheering for both guys. They're cheering the moves, not the story the match is telling.
Dude, you just need to wait for the NWO and Hulk Hogan to show up and start squashing these guys, and then we're going to have ourselves quit the company.
This isn't WCW.
TNT, man.
This isn't WCW.
This is Impact.
This is Impact Wrestling.
Hulk Hogan was in Impact.
I have to wait for the Main Event Mafia to show up.
Okay, that's fine. Is that our Fortune, one of those factions?
Fortune 4.
Bam! Backstabber.
Or what was the biker one?
Aces and Eights.
Thank you.
No, Bully Ray's doing Ring of Honor stuff.
I mean, once again, guys, keep in mind, I am the Jonathan Coachman of this show.
That's not a brag.
I am simply telling the audience at home that I apologize.
That's not something Jonathan Coachman would do.
Yep. You didn't even say anything. Oh, reverse elbow.
All right, that was a really weird way to get to a throat chop. Just like a roll into it.
Cover. Daniels kicks out. What's his name? Should stop arguing with the referee and start focusing on Daniels.
So this crowd still seems dead.
Well, they've seen what? This is the fifth match?
Nah, this is the fourth match.
Fourth match.
Admittedly, I'm pretty sure that librarian spot killed him for a while. Killed him dead.
Oh. D-E-E dead. We're calling that a Blue Thunder Bomb.
That was a weak-ass Blue Thunder Bomb.
Double underhook.
Angel's Wings.
Bam.
By Chris Daniels. Daniels going for the pin.
No, it's not. Because why would it be? Because that would just make fucking out of sense.
If you like kicking out of finishes, you're going to like AEW, folks.
I do not like that.
Showtime, yes. The CEO Gaming you were talking about, Community Effort Orlando, they were actually doing a fighting game event in partnership with Fighter Fest.
Okay. Andre
Inagi, I think.
Inzaghi.
Step up, Inzaghi.
Stun Daniels, he's in the corner. Sima runs right into a boot from Daniels. Daniels going up, pushed down back into the corner.
Oh, he's on the middle rope.
Shima slapping him in the face. They're both on the corner. Shima trying to get the crowd
into
it.
Taking time to get the crowd into it. That might be a mistake there. He's just wasting all the time in the world.
Shima going for a sunset flip off the top.
Daniels is hanging on. No, no, he's not. Sit down, powerbomb.
Oh, wow. Not even sure what they call that.
This also is not the first wrestling event to take part in this event. New Japan did last year.
Cool.
Yeah, the one of the guys from CEO Gaming wrestled during the pre-show, and he didn't do a good job, but he knew how to work. Like, he knew how to take a bump, so he clearly had training. Shima on top. What's he going for? Oh, sitting Meteora.
Is that gonna do it?
That oh, will that do it. It. A sitting Meteora to Daniels. Shima picks up the pin. Crowd applauding for the moves. Again, doesn't seem terribly invested in any kind of story here, though. So, I would say a good outing here by the two men, but no heat.
I don't have a reason to care, Showtime.
I agree. I don't have a reason to care. This was gymnastics.
I've never seen this company before.
Yeah.
I've never seen... Like, I know who Daniels is. I don't know who this guy is.
Sure. My guess is if you watch New Japan at all, you probably would. But...
I got time for that. I watch Ring of Honor and it's bad, and then sometimes I watch Impact and it's bad, and then sometimes I watch WWE and it's great every time because it's WWE. Anyways, enough about the real wrestling. Let's talk about almost entertaining wrestling here.
This was an exhibition, but this is... Yeah. There's no...
It's just a highlight reel. That's all this is.
Yeah, there's no heat here. This is...
None of these moves meant anything.
Well, they didn't try to... Not only did this not tell a story, it didn't start a story either. Like, I understand that you can't... This company has to start somewhere. You can't start out with blood feuds immediately, but also they're not... This didn't build anything either. So we got Cena, we got Daniels in the ring here.
All I'm saying is if AEW wants to succeed, they need to not look WWE.
All right, we've got...
They need to set themselves apart, and there was nothing different about this match.
I'm pretty sure that SoCal and Sensor are supposed to be heels, and these other guys are supposed to be faces. I don't know why we're shaking hands and hugging and bowing to each other. I don't...
As a show of respect,
That's not how you should be acting. If they're both faces, that's fine. But I don't know. You're not gonna get your heels over like that.
Well, they're trying to sell T-shirts, man. There's a lot of NWO shirts out there.
That's fair.
There's a lot of WWE T-shirts out there.
AEW is a T-shirt company. You're probably not an Alpha. That's the meme.
Is it?
Yeah. All right, we got Mr. Overwatch commentator. We got Excalibur and we got Jim Ross here on the TV again. He really should take that mask off.
Why?
I don't like it.
That's disrespectful to take off a luchador's mask, Chad. You can't do that. Come on now, that's Wrestling 101. Even the Nate Yard dog
knows
that.
He's not a luchador.
Yeah. You can get the dog barking
in
here.
If they take it off themselves.
Hold on. What's going on here?
All right, we've got a women's three-way here.
Three-way, all right. You have my attention.
Calm down.
Never. And? Is that... Which locker room is which? Is this the heel locker room?
I'm not sure. All right, so we got Riho.
Okay.
She looks pretty baby-facey.
Yeah, that is fair.
Well, it's a three-way, so we don't have three tunnels. I'm very confused.
Oh, good. Intergender wrestling mention. My favorite thing.
So mad. All right, now what do we got here? We got a handprint. Nyla
Rose.
Rose. The Native Beast. That's a groovy ring attire right there. I don't hate it. I would wear that.
So I'm going to say that... Stage right.
Is that a Zelda tattoo on her forearm there?
Yes.
I'm really better look at it.
Thank you. I had to go to the Mathletes for that.
Wolf Wolf. Which, for the record, since he's not here to watch this with us, we're broken up.
Okay.
Who's he? Pronouns, pal.
The other Mathlete.
Who's that?
Cody Rhodes.
There you go. I knew I'd get the information out of him one way or another, Showtime.
We're broken up. I don't want to mention his name.
Oh.
All right, so Nyla Rose, I think, has big upside here.
Oh, she's spitting water.
She seems kind of healing. Correct me if I'm wrong.
She is.
So, like I said, I'm going to say stage right is the heel locker room. Stage left is the baby face.
All right. I was a big fan of Allie earlier on. Yuka Sakazaki, did I say that correctly?
Correct. The magical girl. So I'm not... I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about any of them. I'm not... the most up on Japanese wrestling, particularly Japanese women's wrestling. That said, apparently she's been wrestling since she was like 13.
How old is she now? She doesn't look very old, much older than that.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not good at deciphering age. I'm even less good at deciphering women's age. I'm even less good at deciphering Asian women's ages.
Okay. Hey, Nate Dogg, can you look that up and let me know how old she is currently?
Heard.
We're going to need a lot of research department in this current episode of AEW Wrestling. Where is their headquarters, by the way?
Probably in Jacksonville.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not helpful. They give me a day, not a year.
What?
Yeah, that's actually not the year. That's actually something I've, Nyla Rose... interrupting a handshake with throwing her. Which one was that?
She debuted in 2013, though. So I'm going to say probably 20s.
Okay.
Hiroki and.
Oh! Yeah. Look at the strength.
So we're really. This is Nyla Rose is being.
This is 2-on-1 right now.
Stronger than the other two.
Yep, because Rio is 22.
Yeah, right now size has come is a factor, and the two smaller ladies are taking on the bigger lady.
Yep.
Are they trying to turn her over? Yeah, I'm like, that's not gonna work.
But yeah, so the one in the white is 22, so I'll say the one in the orange has probably got to be early to mid 20s.
Body
as well.
Slam.
Would say that Scoop. She's probably about 19.
Another body slam. All right, we're getting a lot of body slams in this. Company, that's a double splash. Oh, that was cool.
That was.
No, the two smaller ladies here seem to have...
They're on the same page right
now,
anyways.
Yeah, those are some of the worst strikes I've seen in a minute. I think Nyla Rose definitely plays into being the bigger, stronger one pretty well. Yeah, I don't...
Oh, just vertical suplexed them both.
I don't know a lot about the Japanese women's wrestling scene right now. My understanding is the WWE has been picking up some of the better women's talent from the area. So I'm not exactly sure what it is AEW is picking up currently. So Nyla Rose here going for what looks like a
camel clutch.
Double camel clutch.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's like she's said that.
Doing it with relative ease, too. Not looking like she's straining too hard.
Is Nyla Rose supposed to be a Nia Jax type character?
Well,
I wouldn't say it's the first time seeing her. I wouldn't say type character
because I wouldn't say it's like a ripoff, but I would say they wrestle a similar style.
Well, the idea of her is to be the bigger lady.
Yeah, well, they wrestle. I would say she's bigger than most female wrestlers.
Yeah. We also have a female referee here, guys.
Yeah, we have a female referee. She also referee.
I wonder. Did she do that for the other female match too?
No, I think we had a male referee for the female match.
I thought that was the case.
She referees men's matches because stupidity.
What? I don't even know what you mean by that. What do you mean by that?
Well, actually, this is a spoiler, but she goes ahead and tries to get between some of the male talent,
being half their size.
Don't spoil it. Don't give it away. We got a gorilla press slam here.
I just, I don't, I think
kind of a crossbody.
I think it's nonsense.
One count.
Aubrey Edwards.
Yes.
Bam. She seems like a good dog is on it.
She seems like a good referee. I'm not mad at her. I don't think it makes, I think having female referees, female matches makes a ton of sense.
I mean, equal opportunity. I don't think it should matter on the gender which matches they referee.
I think that if you're gonna have a referee that is literal half the size,
I think it's great.
Talents in the ring that's not gonna get out of the way of them swinging. It makes the wrestlers look weak.
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
So if she's not gonna get if she's not gonna get out of the way of the Big Show swinging a punch. Big Show swinging a punch mouth's not that big a deal.
But if that punch connects, she goes flying. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it should kill her.
But it will. Yeah, well.
But it,
referees are brittle, Chad. Male or female, they're made out of glass.
She's smaller than the already brittle male referee.
That's not
true. You want to know what her nickname is in the indie scene?
What's that?
Girl Hepner.
That's cute.
Spelled G-E-A-R-L.
She's got a good cadence.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
I'm not, like you said, I'm not mad at her.
That's better than Earl Hebner does now.
Who's also a ref on this, by the way.
Oh.
These strikes are pretty bad.
How is that not an Impact thing? Exchanging forearms here. A left and a right. The discus forearm, no. Head scissor takeover.
She's a good head scissor, though.
Miss drop kick.
Another
miss
drop kick.
Double miss drop kick.
Double foot stomp
to the abdomen.
Hiroki got the advantage here, and Nyla back in the ring.
We'll have a steam knee to the face.
Didn't take Nyla off her feet.
Drop toe hold in. She gonna hit it with the 619. Get your cell phone
Tiger
out.
Tiger faint kick.
619.
Woo! That's one of my favorite moves.
Vez press from the middle. Double foot stomp from the top. Or Impact that way.
Oh, ooh. That would... They're missing some steps here.
Oh.
This feels very choreographed and not well choreographed.
Hit her down the turnbuckle. Now she got clothesline.
Clothesline.
Two. Nyla says no.
Aubrey Edwards was one of the refs for the Mae Young Classic.
So she's been to the dance before. Okay. He's good to know. Yuka
Sakazaki, not a lot of mustard on those shots. She also worked as a ref in NXT. The thing about Nyla in this
situation where she's going to fight. NXT employs at least one or two female refs currently, I believe.
I've heard that. I'm not to that point yet. I'm getting
Are you even at the point of the Mae Young Classic, the first one yet?
I'm not sure.
Think you are.
I also do like the idea.
I'm currently in the middle of 2017. And
you're probably getting close.
They just released both current titles.
Oh, yeah, then you're not there yet.
I will say, there is one time that Trebuchet and I sat down to watch some NXT together.
That sounds like me.
And it happened to be the NXT TakeOver the night before the very first Royal Rumble I ever watched.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was a fun event.
So it was kind of cool that the very first NXT I ever saw was literally the night before I started becoming a wrestling fan.
Riho trying to crawl her way up. It's funny how things just work out. Now you subscribe to the WWE Network, don't you?
Again.
Not yeah, well. You're damn right you
delayed
do.
Delayed vertical suplex.
Now I'm actually paying for it again. Well, paying for it this time. Last time I just did the 1 month free trial and
it's great.
Got as much out of it as I possibly could.
And it's great. I've been a subscriber since day one-ish.
See what I did there? I see what you did there. Yeah, watching the Monday Night Wars documentaries again, those are great.
I've gone through them twice, and they're still amazing.
Nyla hanging Hiroki up on the middle, on the top rope there.
No, that one.
I was fun story here, guys. I was trying to watch this last night, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. I didn't want to give AEW my Facebook information.
Yeah, they didn't exactly make this easy.
Yeah, I just went straight on to it.
Yeah, I know.
No shame.
So
Nyla
jumping me.
Hiroki right off that top rope.
The fans loved it.
This is the first match I saw the fans really come awake for. All night. Pre-show or main card.
Oh,
so,
one of
so anyways, what I was saying was is that as I got frustrated and didn't watch this last night, because we're watching it now, I put on the top 50 wrestlers of all time, and that countdown is fucking amazing.
Their number one is something I learned today Showtime agrees with.
What's that?
The Heartbreak Kid.
That's my man right there. The showstopper, the headliner, the main event, NXT trainer, Shawn Michaels.
That other commentary we did with...
look out.
With the Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels match. Holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole indeed.
That Nyla missing a swanton.
That I'm sorry, I love you. Oh, man.
Get you in your feels, man.
And I'm back there.
You're just going back to the Ric Flair retirement.
Oh, God. Why'd I do that? Why?
Do I have to let you outside, dog? You gotta go pee on a fire hydrant.
Outside real quick.
She caught her!
They made a football reference.
She caught her!
Both women in her arms.
Slipping out the back.
Small package.
Double cover. Kick out.
Who would win? No, actually, I think... Yeah, who would win in that?
Both of them?
I love how...
The announcers aren't sure who would have won that either.
I love how we've been, like... accidentally pre-calling everything.
So, is there an authority to AEW, Chad? I've seen Kenny Omega walking around with shit, but, like, he's not an authority here, is he? Because, like...
I'm not...
Like, the way I understand it, the wrestlers own the company? But, like...
Tony Khan...
Is that the Jacksonville Jaguars guy?
Tony Khan owns the company.
Does he do any screen time?
I think he's done some screen time. I'm not sure... I don't think there's an official on it.
Oh, the knees.
Yeah, Yuki catches knees from Nyla. They
go behind German suplex.
Head. No, I don't know that we have an official authority figure yet. She's had
such a career. So who makes the matches? Who's the booker?
I don't know if there is an official on-screen one.
Another sit-down powerbomb. It's like the 50th time I've seen that move in this fucking event. Like, I love the wrestling, but there's a lot of... to the well quite a bit.
I think I think all three of the talents are pretty young. I think that they may be limited.
Executive Vice President Nick Jackson of the Young Bucks. Matt Jackson is the other.
So the Young Bucks are helping run it.
DVD!
Kenny Omega is another Executive Vice President.
Kick! Because why end the match there?
Cody.
Devastating move. Used to be a finisher. Why end it there?
Cody is also an executive vice president.
Nyla taking the headband off.
This has been an absolute slugfest Unfortunately for Riho, she has been on the receiving end more often than not. Yeah, but she has also shown great resilience.
She's a power bomber again. She's saying that's it.
Got her up, going for another power bomb. Riho rolls her up.
The chief brand
she got her
is Brandi Rhodes.
Say that again.
Chief brand officer is Brandi Rhodes.
Okay.
Who I'm assuming has a relationship with Cody.
Yeah.
Honestly, Brandi may be being played as a booker of sorts.
That could be true. I cannot deny nor confirm that.
Nyla looking frustrating.
So, I'm also assuming Golden Boy is a one-off for this one event since they
We got a heel move here, Chad.
No, yeah, Nyla Rose definitely being played as a heel here, which is good. This company definitely needs some heels.
Yeah, Alex Marvez, Excalibur, Jim Ross, and Justin Roberts are...
Oh, hey, we've got our first real heel move of the night. We got two women a quarter of her size, man. It looks like a schmuck. How about it?
It's 2-on-1. Numbers game, Chad.
And also, Billy Gunn and Gary Lynn are the coaches.
She's the goddamn.
So I'm assuming they probably have some sort of at least on-screen booking role.
Just push her down.
This is the future of the women's division here in All Elite Wrestling.
That's the face of sadness. Utter sadness.
Thank you, Jim Ross. She was trying to help, man.
No crying in wrestling, goddammit.
Yes, there fucking is. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
The Big Show and the Flares and
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, and shit. Lots of other people on it.
Kurt Angle.
Stephanie McMahon.
Fucking me. There's plenty of crying in wrestling.
You're telling me she didn't cry when her wedding got broken up?
Those were fake tears.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't either. She's a bridezilla if I ever saw
one. She was the number one testicle, man.
That's fair. Kip Sabian at ringside, joining.
I've heard the name before. Looks forgettable. The Kip Sabian.
Sabian.
British wrestler. Don't know a whole bunch. Alright, we got a four-way here.
I'm really enjoying those CEO gaming chairs, though.
You think they're comfortable there, Nate Dogg?
I know they're comfortable.
Oh, well, there you go.
How do you know they're comfortable? Where's that one?
They look like Traxxers, and Traxxers are fantastic. Okay.
Alright, so here we've got MJF.
Okay.
This guy is the star of the goddamn show.
Yes. Looks kind of like The Miz. No, he doesn't.
He looks like The Miz if he were British.
Well, he just pie-faced a fan. That wasn't even a fan. That was two poodles in a fan outfit.
Oh, it sure was. Oh, this guy's got heel heat.
Okay, they said he's from Long Island. I can definitely see this guy being a Jersey Shore schmuck.
Yes, scarf. And I hate this guy.
Why? What's wrong with the scarf?
If you don't need it?
I would wear that. We're not wearing anything else. That's fucking nippy. You wouldn't know that because he's wearing a scarf. Exactly. Oh, Noel Foley's there.
Yeah, she is.
Flashbacks being shoved in lockers again. I'm
Oh god, I hate this guy. I hate this guy in the way I'm supposed to hate him.
I'm gonna try to make you guys feel as comfortable as possible in your own skin, okay? So how about I give you nerds something I know you're gonna love?
They're mad already. He's done it again.
That's 23-year-old. You live in, she swallows, so.
Oh.
That guy took a drink of his beer. He was talking about him.
The other guy flipped him off.
What happens when you got a dollar store Tarzan, a 65-year-old grown man who's still in his emo phase from high school, and Seabiscuit in the ring against the youngest and fastest rising star in professional wrestling today, Maxwell Jacob Friedman? You get MJF getting the W, baby. Are you guys seriously going to talk while I'm talking? Yeah? Yeah. What are you...
Not sure to let any company have heat
45 Padawan Warlock Knight, so you better watch your mouth. Newsflash, you pencil neck geeks. If I wanted to hear you...
He's not Freddy Blassie.
Turn on TLC and watch reruns of my 600-pound life. So shut up!
Hey, my ex is on my 600-pound life. She's be on my half-ton life. Got her down there.
I'm pretty good
there. So proud of her.
We're getting off on the wrong foot here, Claude. I'm sorry. Listen. Allow me to extend an olive branch because, as we all know, I am salt of the earth. I want you people to know we're not so different, you and I. I used to love video games. Video games!
Come on, 8-yard dog. We know you want to chant.
Video games! And then I lost my virginity.
Oh.
I hate
sorry,
this.
Sorry, 8-yard dog.
Look at that poor guy. They zoomed on that old dog guy in the crowd. He's bad. Poor bastard.
Wow, that guy flipping him off. He hit him where he lived. That guy's really mad. That dude definitely lived in his mom's basement, definitely likes video games, and definitely was a virgin. Nope, I'm wrong. That was two poodles and a guy that lives in his mom's basement that plays video games that was a virgin outfit.
Very specific. Very specific poodles.
The Jungle Boy's here. All right, I'm going to go take a leak on that. I think I'm going to... Let me know if I miss anything. I doubt it.
Did you know the Jungle Boy's Luke Perry's kid?
Nope, didn't.
Well, now you do.
Okay.
Man, Trebuchet left. Someone say Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler! Granted, like I said, I hate MJF in the way I'm supposed to hate him. He's doing his job. Well, the 8-yard dog is going to leave y'all in the capable hands of Chad Showtime Schultz here for a minute.
Okay, you smoking?
Yep.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to play Joey Styles here and haul this thing on my own.
I love that guy, though.
Okay.
Joey Styles did a great job.
Sure. Got Jimmy Havoc coming to the ring, a British King of the Hardcore match, King of the Death match. Wrestled at Double or Nothing. He, I'm not sure whether he won or lost his match, but definitely had a good showing. Broke out the old stable gun. They keep mentioning that this match came in DQ as a four-way. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but my guess is we're not going to see a whole lot of weaponry here from Jimmy Havoc. So, not actually sure what his repertoire looks like beyond staple guns and barbed wire mats. Definitely dresses like he's a big fan of The Cure, so Trebuchet will like him. And finally, we've got the babyface of the company heading out to the ring, Hangman Adam Page, who currently has a world title shot against Chris Jericho for All Out in Chicago. And we got Pyro, folks. Pyro. Something not even WWE is doing anymore outside of Saudi Arabia. So, in my estimation, we've got the face of the company.
Guys are still coming out.
Yeah. In my estimation, we've got the face of the company, the heel of the company. We've got one of the best cruiserweights the company's got, and one of the best hardcore wrestlers the company's got.
And what kind of match is this?
In a fatal four-way match.
Okay.
Not elimination.
Okay. Real talk. Is there any guy in this company that's over 6'5"?
Over 6'5"?
Over 6'5".
Kenny's got to be getting close, right?
Kenny Omega?
Yeah, he's like probably
he's probably near
like
the
six,
line.
Probably like 6'3", right?
But like, still, like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, I like my wrestling to have the
how
giants.
How tall's Cody?
Cody's probably 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". Get about as tall as it gets. MJF's tall. Not the tallest. Trying to think. Yeah, no, definitely not the...
I don't know the roster that well. All honest-to-God questions.
No, information I want to know.
No,
I'm going through my head. Definitely not the tallest guys.
Well, it's good to see that the creepy guy from Something About Mary got a referee job.
Jesus.
What? I like to know that people are doing well.
So,
not that
I'm rooting against Jungle Boy here, and he's got good athleticism, but this guy looks like he has no business in a ring as far as, like, he is.
This guy looks like a guy.
String beans.
This guy looks like two poodles in a guy costume.
No, he looks like one poodle in a guy costume.
Hey, he's scrawny.
Damn.
So far, how many matches is it? Six?
Yeah, I think so.
Zero titles defended so far. There are no titles. So what are we fighting for?
Keep in mind, this is not actually a pay-per-view. It was a free streamed event.
I'm just trying to figure out why we're fighting. Competition. Something to do.
Jockeying position in a budding company.
I believe that's exactly what it is. Once again, I mean, it is no surprise to anyone listening that we are big Raw and SmackDown fans
Adam
and
such.
Well, Raw and SmackDown are good.
Well, what I'm saying is how often nowadays do they actually have a title fight on the show itself? It's normally a pay-per-view thing.
Wrong. They frequently have the tag titles or the Intercontinental titles or the 24/7 title every... Goddamn, Raw and SmackDown.
Okay, how
right
often
now.
Do they defend the Universal or the WWE?
Infrequently, so that's why when it happens, it's a big deal.
Once again, we're talking about a budding company with their version of their TV show.
Why don't they have a tournament for a champion?
Well, I mean, they're
working their way.
Well,
there,
they already have their world title match established.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Adam Page versus Jericho.
When is that happening?
All Out.
All Out? Is that the Chicago one?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like I said, I believe this is...
No, what I disagree with, though, is they really didn't have a tournament for it, though.
So, they kind of...
How did they deem the number one contender?
Jericho was automatically in, but the other one, they had a rumble of sorts for it.
A winner of the Rumble fights Jericho match?
Well, no, it was a winner of the Rumble fights Jericho or Kenny Omega, whoever won that match.
I didn't like that. I don't know what that was. I didn't like it, though.
It's a weird kind of
It looked like a good way to get hurt.
Falling 450.
Went flying. I don't know what it was. An elbow pad or a knee pad, a shoe, a poodle. I don't know.
Definitely a poodle.
You're wrong.
The Nate Yard Dog wishes it
like
was a poodle.
Like I said,
Wolf Love.
Like I said, Jungle Boy has good athleticism. Like, he's very agile. But it looks like I could break this guy in half. years. And I'm not, you're telling I'm a tough guy. This guy literally...
Do you guys remember that...
he's getting over, though.
Do you remember that cartoon show, Lil Tarzan?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'm making that up or not, but he just looks tiny.
Well, do you remember when MJF made the Tarzan reference in his...
Yeah, no, I get the reference. He's got... He comes to the ring with the Luchasaurus there.
Yeah, I love that name.
He may be over 6'5".
Or close to. I don't think he's that tall, though. I think he's pretty wide.
He looks like a present to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's
like,
a big dude. Yeah,
probably the biggest
tall.
Dude in the
what
company.
What was that Luchasaurus joke you made?
What?
When I first told you Luchasaurus was on the roster, it might have been a two poodles in a Luchasaurus costume, but either way, it popped me. I'm pretty sure it was two poodles and a Luchasaurus costume.
MJF just caught
I'm sure it was.
Just fucking got a suplex powerbomb dropped on him. One of those Tower of Doom just caught a boot from it. Jimmy Havoc, as I predicted, thought weapons would really swing.
Oh, let's see it again.
Jimmy Havoc without really any weapons to swing. Not doing anything terribly interesting here. Fans really want to boo MJF. They really want to cheer Adam Page. Jungle Boy kind of reminds me of Shark Boy's kind of like cult classic sort of cheering them.
So you said Adam.
So MJF is gonna win this match. That's where I'm at right now. That's my prediction so for
definitely. It would definitely be the right booking move.
Well, but reverse you said kind of Adam Page is the one getting the title shot, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wouldn't it also make sense for him?
Is Adam Page in this?
Yeah,
okay.
Adam Page.
Yeah,
right
Adam
there.
Page is the guy currently pinning Jungle Boy. Yeah, I don't. It's the thing.
I don't know. I'm still learning this here.
No,
I'm trying to keep. I'm trying to keep up here.
You're not sure who anybody is.
But yes, with Adam Page being in this match.
But momentum's sake, you want Adam Page to win it.
Yeah.
Big German suplex from Jimmy Havoc.
But no, I think MJF has definitely got some heat. In the company, it would do good for the company.
MJF double stomp in the arm of Jimmy Havoc.
If they can keep some heat going with him,
throwing Jungle Boy into Havoc in the corner there.
So is this a no DQ match?
Doesn't appear to be. See, the thing is, they kept mentioning
it's a four-way match.
No, you're wrong. They kept mentioning...
He was under the ropes the whole time there, by the way.
They kept mentioning before the match that there could be DQs in this match, even though it's a four-way, so...
There can be DQs?
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
The thing, this isn't for anything, so who cares?
Well, you still want to win, but they kept mentioning that there could be DQs. They kept mentioning you don't want... That the Luchasaurus couldn't get involved because you could get DQ'd. So...
Does it become a three-way if you're DQ'd?
No, apparently not. It's not an elimination. So under WWE rules, fatal four-ways, triple threats like that, there's no DQs.
Because there must be a winner.
Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, according to this, there can be DQs.
Snot Rocket. That's a classic move right there.
In these multi-man matches. So, I don't... One, I don't understand the dynamic of that. Two... I really don't necessarily like having a wrestler like Jimmy Havoc in a match like this where his flaws, it's become clear that he really doesn't have a lot of offense where he's not throwing somebody into thumbtacks.
Which is a pretty awesome offense, though.
Sure. But when you can't do it, it's real clear that he has
no baby!
Offense.
We got ourselves a sharpshooter.
Puts MJF in the sharpshooter. Hangman Page is a great look.
What's that on his leg?
Tape? Athletic tape? Which one's Hangman Page?
Hangman Page is that guy. The guy,
yep.
Longer hair, just had
that's the guy getting the title shot?
Yes. Yep. Just had MJF in the sharpshooter.
Hangman, I can't even remember his fucking name. I bet.
Hangman Page.
I've Okay. Is it Adam Page? Is what you call? Okay. I'm trying really hard to remember his name.
Adam Page. Yeah.
He looks like a small fucking Cassius Ohno.
Kind of.
Oh no!
I can see that.
What do you mean? Oh no! Okay. I fell for it. God damn it!
Oh wow! Wow.
That turned into a pile driver.
I'm not sure if I liked that.
He's on the ropes. Spiked. That was three, by the way. Sure, he did.
Oh wow! MJF just clocking Jungle Boy.
The Luchasaurus. Keeping him in play.
Jungle Boy throwing all 88 pounds of a fist at MJF there.
Jimmy Havoc catching
Jungle Boy, dropping him on Luchasaurus.
The Luchasaurus Rex.
He just flipped him off. You can't do that.
Holy,
flipped him off. You gonna hit him with that pile driver?
Heat Seeker?
That's what he calls it. It's his move. Like, he's allowed to call it that. Coup de grace.
That wasn't flying. That was falling in style.
Heyo!
Referee giving the time limit date.
Justin Roberts did that.
Yeah, so
he said the referee. Yeah.
I meant ring announcer.
Yeah, that's cool. I got you. I got your back, man.
Jimmy Havoc picking up MJF. Got him in. Going for a ripcord something. Catching a thumb to the eye, though.
That's my move.
Adam Page going for a flip clothesline there. Turns around. Throws MJF out. Deadeye by Adam Page.
That's it.
Jimmy Havoc does the J-O-B.
Oh, that was a thing that happened right there. I don't...
Can I...
Talk.
I don't know.
Was garbage.
Here's the thing.
It wasn't the worst match ever, but there was nothing that made me go, wow. There's nothing about this that made me want to buy their event.
I think the pre-match promo made MJF look good. I think... Adam Page winning, I guess, by virtue of winning a match, makes Adam Page look better.
Gives him momentum, whatever. But.
Yeah, I think beyond that, I don't think anybody else looks any better for having been involved.
I would love to see...
I don't ever want to see...
MJF find a way to take the title shot from underneath Adam Page. To create more heel heat.
Not going
to
happen.
No, I don't see that being a thing. I don't ever want to see Jimmy Havoc another match that doesn't involve barbed wire ever again. He stunk up the joint.
That's like a reverse tombstone, is what that is.
Yeah, basically. No, that's a great way to describe
that,
it.
But that spot looks
It's
dangerous.
Like a slightly tame, tamer vertebra breaker.
Deadeye is what they call it.
Yeah, no, I heard that. I'm just calling it the way I sees it.
I was letting the audience know that it was called the Deadeye. Sorry for doing my job.
No problem.
They don't pay me enough for this.
They don't pay you at all.
Pay me.
That's what I was looking for.
Just mad he didn't get any kibble today.
See, this guy.
You getting some bits?
Hey-o!
Right, showing Cody and Brandy Rhodes. Hate this. Boom. The throne exploded.
Yeah, you really didn't like that.
I really didn't like that. It makes no sense.
I'll be honest. Of all the things I thought would bother you, that didn't make my list.
It makes no sense.
So, for...
That, whoa. He got cut open.
Yeah, so for the... one of the next events, we've got Cody and Dustin Rhodes versus the Young Bucks.
Dusty Rhodes is doing his best Rude Boy impression. He's not wrestling, but he's bleeding like a motherfucker.
Tonight is Cody versus Darby Allin.
Yeah, it's not tonight, no. It's a coming event. It's coming up.
Yep.
But, tonight we've got Darby Allin.
a former pro skater.
So, quick plug here. The if none of y'all have watched it, the Wrestlers on Viceland is a great documentary series on the indie scene.
Are they paying us?
Well, one sec. Darby Allin got featured on that.
Oh, okay.
You're bringing it full circle. Nice job.
Gotcha. Because, you know, Blue Chew might pay us. I don't know.
Blue Chew!
We're the only wrestling podcast they ain't paying yet.
So and we need to get on that list.
We got a shot. So the Wrestlers might not pay us. But yeah, no, I've heard he was on the Wrestlers.
So part of that, I've seen some of Darby
What did they? What did they talk about him on there? Because, yeah, I heard he was on there.
It was the Evolve episode.
Okay.
Which
Evolve is an independent wrestling company.
Yeah, we go Gabe Sapolsky.
That could be true. That you could be making that up. I couldn't tell you heads or tails.
But yeah, no.
Does he have a body bag with him?
He does.
Yes. On that episode, actually, he got put in a body bag at the end of the match.
It's got Cody's name on it.
Cody 1-1. It says. Yeah, they talk about his uncle dying in a driving accident or something.
But yeah.
So we got a 20-minute time limit here.
Yep.
And we've got Cody Rhodes, Darby Allin. Darby Allin is face painted halfway.
Yep. From what I can tell, he goes for more of that dark side type character.
Yeah. Whoop. It seems. Yeah, I honestly know.
Where's the Fago, motherfucker? I know gimmick infringement when I see it. I just say embraced it all the way. I don't hate it as a Juggalo. I don't hate it. Oh, well, Cody's going to get the pyro. Oh, well, that's... Okay, excuse me.
Brandy.
Excuse me. Because she's hot.
Darby Allin may be the fastest...
Throne breaker. That's a joke.
Darby Allin may be the fastest guy on the roster.
From what I saw of him in that documentary, he really knows what he's doing in the ring.
Funny enough, like, he can't go by Cody Rhodes.
So he just goes by Cody.
Yeah, he goes by Cody, but if they go Cody and Brandy Rhodes, they can do that. She can go by Brandy Rhodes.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I've noticed that's a little fun little workaround they can do.
And they can call the other one Dustin Rhodes?
Yeah, to my knowledge, WWE never owned the rights.
I'm sure they own Gold Dust.
They own Gold Dust. I don't know if they own Dustin Rhodes, but they definitely own Cody Rhodes. Yeah. And there's no chance they're ever letting that one go.
Humanoids get their cell phones out. Trying to document this for themselves. That camera was out of focus. This one's way better.
I wondered what had happened to him because I didn't see him on the WWE product for a while.
Well, he was running with the Bullet Club. Is he still their leader, the Bullet
Club? No. The Bullet Club is not really a thing within AEW. The Bullet Club is the Bullet Club is a thing. Is a thing in Japan still, but they're not. None of the guys in AEW are currently members. There's still the Gorillas of Destiny are still a thing. Switchblade Jay White is their leader. But the Bucks...
You could be making those names up. That all sounds made up to
me. The Elite, who were part of the Bullet Club, are still a thing, but they're no longer a part of the Bullet Club. The Elite being Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks.
Cody. The Young Bucks. Hence why they're all the executive vice presidents of the company.
Yeah, and they can't use the Bullet Club because that's owned by New Japan Pro Wrestling. Same reason WWE couldn't use it.
Although while we're talking about the Bullet Club, too sweet me.
We'll do that. All right, so Cody is over. I know that. I don't know this other guy. He's just clowning around over here.
And here comes you're really
proud.
Opinion on indie wrestling.
Well, it takes a clown to know a clown.
I thought Nate Dogg did the puns. I thought you did the weed jokes. I thought I did the depression jokes.
I am still sorry about that. She took it well.
Fun fact behind the paywall.
Yeah, very far. About $40 behind the paywall, actually.
Yeah, if you were playing the pyramid and you had things Nate your dog says to strippers, you were correct.
I guess we're not tagging him in this episode of the podcast.
I guess we're not.
You can still tag me. I like my parents actually listen to it.
Guess we're going to listen to one episode, and this is going to be it.
That's just my luck, too.
Guess we're not tagging his parents in this episode of the podcast.
That's always my plan to tag them. They're
so to be slightly vague on this, we met women.
That's that. No, behind the paywall for a reason.
As far as I was going
to
go.
Behind the paywall for a reason. We allude to these things. We don't actually talk about them.
I was going to say we met some lovely ladies.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Lovely and ladies, both in quotes.
In which I gave Chad the opportunity to talk to one of them for a while.
Oh my lord, he's just trying to expose all your business there, Sean.
Yeah, why are you... Yeah. Darby Allin is currently in a headlock on the mat here. You can tell the products this we're not terrible. This probably isn't terribly
Man,
interesting.
And Aubrey's back as referee.
So we have a dueling chant here.
Definitely not
equal in intensity. But.
Well, it's nice to see the clown brought his family. The nine of them were trying to get that chain.
Oh!
That was a big arm drag there.
Cody looks more annoyed than hurt by that.
Yeah, no, I feel like Cody doesn't see this as so much as a threat. It's just like annoyed.
What does that tattoo say?
Dreamer.
Dreamer, okay. For some reason, I thought it said Dustin. Perhaps I shouldn't have taken
this match. Oh, Cody's handling the body bag. He's got to hit the single leg, get him on a... It's got his name on it, so the guys at the morgue can identify the body.
That's what the toe tags were for.
He's got a nice butt.
Homie.
It's just not riveting product, Chad. It's just not.
He did this during TLC. You can't blame the products.
I can blame the products. Tell me what I can and can't blame.
Hey, Rachel's not here, so someone's got to do it.
What?
When we went to Raw and all I heard the entire episode, the entire time we were at Raw, I had Rachel behind me tapping me on the shoulder going, did you see his butt? That butt's great.
Oh, okay. I was too busy trying to show Joe where the revival was.
Oh!
Darby Allin.
That did not look like that was supposed to go down like that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to land on your head.
His neck. His back. His pussy and his crack.
Cody just doing push-ups in the ring.
That's not Cody Rhodes. That's Scott Steiner. Holla, if you hear me.
What?
He's fat. All right, I don't know why we're getting an AEW chant. This match has done nothing so far.
He botched that spot. Get a chant for the company, man.
ECW.
All I'm saying is if they're chanting for botches, Sasha Banks has a future.
Hey!
All right, we're back. And we're back. All right. Heat-seeking today. Let's go. This should have been Goldust. Goldust is way better than Cody. I'm just saying.
Interesting. I don't know that I just...
In WWE, what they do with Goldust is great.
It's because WWE knows how to use him. Everybody thinks that, except for Ahmed Johnson. But Ahmed Johnson has all kinds of other issues.
But when you get caught up on whatever you want to watch on the network, you should totally watch Camp WWE.
Ray Googly Moogle.
Okay, first of all, I am never caught up on what I want to watch on the WWE network. Second of all, I plan on watching Camp WWE. I just...
It is funny as fuck.
I need to learn to clone myself. And I need to have a meeting with myself to figure out which episodes of what I need to watch. That's just going to turn into a circle jerk. We all know that's the man I love. Me and a bunch of me's. One, two, kick out.
Kick out. Ow.
The Nate Yard Dog is trying to stay positive.
Ow.
He pulled something calling the kick out. That's how painful this is.
So,
calling the kick out injured the dog.
So is Cody supposed to be babyface here?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
He came out of the babyface locker room that we established is the babyface.
They are cheering him.
He is wrestling a very heel methodical style here.
Well, maybe he's an anti-hero.
Well, still not wrestling a anti-heel style.
Four leg lock here. We got ourselves a classic wrestling hold here.
Darby Allin gets to the ropes.
Biting the bottom rope. Whatever you can do to relieve the pain.
Once again, we are doing a great job at calling things before the announcers do. Because JR just said gnawing at the bottom rope. Hey, AEW, if you're looking for anyone to commentate your matches, we got a crew right here.
Oh. Throwing him into the turnbuckle.
Not saying we want to replace JR, he's the best.
Cody telling her to count. He'll take a count out victory.
Isn't it a 20 count? Is that a thing? Is it the 20 count or was that Ring of Honor?
That's Ring of Honor.
Okay. What's the count here? Is it 10?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, is it 10?
No, that fucked me up, man. I was watching Ring of Honor.
No, that did fuck us up.
I'm like, what?
Is it 10?
I saw you all three times. Ty Dillinger will be here later, I've heard.
10!
Yes, I've got it.
I only did 8 fingers that time because I was holding my Nick stick.
Counting is hard, especially when you have pause.
Hashtag mathletes!
You're broke up.
Oh no, I've decided we're back together.
I feel like he has to agree to that.
He also didn't know we broke up. Granted, after hearing this, we're probably going to break up again, but...
Well, that just makes sense.
Cody appears to have injured his hand.
Whether he knows it or not, he needs to capitalize. I fell into a ring of fire. Has anyone ever played that during a Kane match? I feel like that needs to happen.
What, the Ring of Fire?
Yeah! Play that song when Kane comes out. I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I don't understand.
Doesn't Kane have the fire come out of the ring?
Oh, okay.
He's trying.
It is late. I haven't been fed yet. The fire hydrant's down the street.
Man, you're being a real wiener dog right now.
Woof woof.
You're bitching.
You know he can't. Come on, do something.
That's what she said.
Snapmare.
I feel like it's
like an inverted dragon sleeper. He's got both arms locked there.
Both
of those arms.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're in Daytona Beach, Florida. Excuse me.
Oh!
Tony just dropped him on that vertical suplex.
For the record,
his tattoo says Dream. I'm pretty sure that's a tribute to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. He's been throwing Darby around like a bag of laundry. Showtime Schultz is officially falling asleep on us. He just does not care. The Nate Yard Dog is trying to get his earbuds out of the chair.
How did they even get it there?
Honestly, it's more entertaining than this fucking match.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest.
You know what else is entertaining?
The psychology of this match is very odd. Cody's a face that's wrestling a 20-minute squash match against a guy that just doesn't want to stay down. Do you remember the Undertaker-Jeff Hardy ladder match for the Undisputed title?
Vaguely.
Where Jeff Hardy's never going to win. But like
Undertaker can't beat him.
Yeah, he just keeps getting back up, and he finally wins, and like Undertaker like goes to leave, and Jeff Hardy gets to the mic, "You haven't broken me, Taker. I'm still standing." He, like, does that shit.
Taker goes back.
Yeah, he goes. Taker goes to hit him, and like. He stops and he can't hit him. He looks so pathetic and he like raises his hand. I'm getting this vibe from it.
Really, right?
But like that match was quick.
But that was good. This is not.
No, this is. Here's the thing. It's telling an okay story. I saw the match. I've seen this match. It told an okay story the first time, but honestly, this match has no replay value. It was honestly not that exciting the first time.
For the record, I lost my controls to this.
A decent corkscrew there. Well, you don't need to control it because we're just watching this travesty. I'm really pissed I gave them so many ratings trying to load this bitch up. It's headbutting the hand. So.
Well, the injured hand.
Okay. Most people try to avoid fists to the face, but hey, you know. Why not be innovative? Why not concuss ourselves? They'll never see that coming. Like, I understand the concept of this. Give this kid the rub, because most people haven't seen him yet. Cody's the name that everybody knows.
I will say, although they're not necessarily telling the greatest story right now, I am kind of impressed by his wrestling. He's got the technique.
Does this guy do anything hardcore?
Yes.
Okay.
He does a lot of hardcore stuff. He's definitely a thumbtack glass kind of guy.
Kicks. Suicide dive. Through the middle rope, the top rope. Was very quick. Finally showing off the quickness that I heard so much about. Oh! Picking the leg. JR said steel on spine. Steel wins every time.
What if your spine is made of steel?
Then you're Wolverine. Pretty sure. Where's the referee? Are we getting a count here? No count. Oh, Cody's hitting the ropes.
No count because that's about to happen.
Oh, suicide dive of his own.
Into the cameraman. There's your count.
Now we're up on the ramp here.
From everyone's favorite referee, Girl Hebner. With his left hand. Cody's got to be thinking, I really
need to finish this now. Get this over with. We've lost Chad. It's official. Just does not care. Rolls over the top of Cody Rhodes. Shotgun drop kick knocks Cody back to the corner. Darby charging in. See, this kid's offense. Rapid fire shots, headbutt to the midsection. Darby rolls. A lot of rolling.
Ooh.
Sunset flip powerbomb. No. Near ball. Great flurry of offense by Darby Allin. 5 minutes left, everybody. Fiver. Alright, so can Cody get the job done in five? I know he just got hit with that sunset flip bomb, but like
that was a cool sunset flip.
It's a cool move, but like I still feel like Cody's the favorite here. Considering I know who he is, and I don't know this other guy.
Well, we all know how you feel about indie wrestling.
I've not once criticized indie wrestling the whole time I've been watching this yet.
Okay, not on this edition.
Yeah, well, I'll get there as soon as I see something indie. Like, so far, so good, man. Oh!
Man, I'm trying to sleep here.
Two men coming off the top. I honestly feel like that's the first time that they deserve to have an AEW chant.
Kick out!
Think it would have been over if he would have followed up right away?
Should have been.
I think it would have been over.
Oh, do I get to say my favorite thing?
He's biting him! He's biting him! Oh! Clothesline into the ring from the outside. Cody!
Ah, that's the hardest part of the ring!
With the top rope?
No, he fell onto the...
The top rope is what made all the impact.
He still fell onto the apron.
I know you wanted to say it, but still.
Now, do I really get to say it?
Oh!
Part of the ring!
That's the hardest part of the ring. Especially when you're falling back first onto it. That's... Oh!
Yeah! Thank you, Golden Boy!
He... That guy...
It says it all.
Jeez. We're definitely in Daytona Beach, Florida, is all I'm saying. That guy definitely looked like he was from there.
Going to the NASCAR race after this?
I'm sure he's a season ticket holder.
He's done that before.
Oh, he got slapped.
You done? Oh,
pump kick. Two minutes remaining. Pulling him in with the body bag. Is this legal? He's gonna suffocate. You can't put him in there. That looked like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, he's up. Okay. No, no solid.
Yeah, no.
Kick. Oh, he's down.
He's down. He's down. One minute remaining.
Jackknife cover. Cody took his belt off. That can't be legal. Well, I guess taking it off is legal, but hitting him with it, that's definitely frowned upon. Kind of a stunner, yeah. Nope. Crossroads!
Ow!
This is a time limit has expired.
We got a draw. After all that, we got a draw.
Daytona Beach guy.
It could be anybody.
That's definitely the same guy you pointed
out. I know. Why do we need overtime? Honestly, Cody had him beat. Her hand was coming down for the three, and he wasn't kicking out. Oh, we got Ty Dillinger in here with a chair. Oh! Well, now Cody saw it.
So this chair shot actually, you can see Brandy.
Oh yeah, she looks concerned for her husband.
So this chair shot actually, a lot of controversy came out of this.
Why?
Although he did not end up concussed, he ended up needing 12 staples from that. Because the chair was supposedly gimmicked, but didn't actually gimmick.
Honestly, well, look at that, man.
That's what I'm saying.
There's the blood. I'm a big Ty Dillinger fan. Nice job making me care about that.
Ty Dillinger, you mean Stan?
No, I mean Ty Dillinger.
Ted. I mean Stan.
If I had to rate that chair shot, I'd give it a 10.
But yeah,
trainers, EMTs, referees down.
You've even got MJF in there again.
How about we get somebody who knows how to do stitches?
I mean, however known a fan of Cody Rhodes, but however insincere he may seem, he was the first to the ring. That is just not good. Right to the head. A flap of skin has peeled up. Oh.
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
Can we get a doctor out here? No? Is there not a doctor on hand?
His head was turned. Look at his eyes. This is not good.
Glazed over.
This is one of those situations where
we got a towel. We're fine. We're fine. We'll put a towel on it. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it was supposed to be an unprotected chair shot with the gimmick.
Well, that's what it was. It was definitely an unprotected chair shot.
Yeah.
That type of savagery has a time and place. But it doesn't feel better the more you watch it. The chair. Cody's handprint in it. And he really needs medical care. And I don't see that right now.
So people are not sure whether it was a work or not.
It seems like a work to me.
It's
very well done. Don't get me wrong. This is very well done. We got the 8-yard dog just buying into it 100%.
So it was supposed to be a work, but I feel like there's a non-work element to it. You know what I mean? It went farther than it was supposed to.
Oh, there's Dean Malenko.
The Iceman.
Oh, shit. My Nick stick just ran out.
Gotta plug it in. I'm a man of a thousand holds.
Is he not plugged into anything?
Okay, not just his livelihood, it's his quality of life in his later years. There's so many things. When Cody, I think what happened is Cody looked across the ring.
No.
He saw Sean Spears standing across the ring from him. His good friend, a man.
You
have
a problem.
What, the time that you hit your nicotine stick while it was still plugged in?
It was a really short cord, so I'm literally leaning off the chair doing this with Cody Rhodes and Trevor Share there.
This and this and that don't mean anything to listeners.
People can't see you.
Well,
and I'm blind, so I. But normally that doesn't mean anything to me anyway.
Your skull caved in by Sean Spears.
But I don't know. If it was really an unprotected chair shot to the head, that's stupid. And if it was a working chair shot that was gimmicked, then I don't know.
Well, that's what, according to the Young Bucks, it was a gimmick chair that
I
didn't gimmick.
I don't fucking trust the Young Bucks.
Yeah, they're in on it.
Yeah, I don't trust the Young Bucks as far as I can throw them.
No, man, that looked really well done. That looked, I'm a fan of that. I feel like it went down just exactly the way they wanted it to. And now they're going into the concussion protocol and everything about that. Like, this is... It gets people talking. Oh, well, you were laying on the floor, now you're laying on the couch? We finally figured out what your swan song is. AEW wrestling. The other thing we're missing is the Sandman here, and he may be next.
Actually, the next match is the Elite versus the Lucha Brothers in a... Trevi Shea's favorite. Six-man tag team!
Don't tell people that's my favorite. You know that's anything but the truth.
Granted, you enjoy the fact, as much as you don't like Ring of Honor, you like the fact that their six-man tag teams actually have a purpose.
I guess. It doesn't make it good. I like that it has a purpose, but I don't like it. I think it's dumb. I think it's more dumb that I knew they had a six-man tag belt before I knew they had a TV champion. Wham! I think that's great. I've seen way worse chair shots.
Well, did you see the ref?
Good refereeing right there.
She's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she should be.
If that's not a gimmick chair, that's an unprotected chair shot. Like, that's it's not safe.
You're going to end up being pregnant. It's not safe. Sean Spears thought he was just giving him head.
If they were a cameraman, there would be someone driving by this house right now.
Uh-huh. We got some lights moving.
I believe this is the Elite.
It could be. It could not. Or no, this is the Lucha Bros, man. All right, well, this will be entertaining as far as the wrestling goes.
Lucha, Lucha, Lucha.
In the match, there's really no faces or heels.
But there is luchadors, so I'm here for that.
Yeah. I did like the use of a time limit draw.
Huh?
You what? I did like the use of a time limit draw in the last match.
I did not.
Really?
I did not.
Why?
I think Cody should have squashed him.
I think it got Darby Allin over. I don't think Cody needed to beat Darby.
I understand it. Yeah, I don't mean I have to like it.
I agree with you. I think the purpose of that match was to show you Darby Allin.
I don't. Yeah,
Cody couldn't beat him.
I don't think. I don't think Cody lost anything by not being able to beat him. I think Cody at no point was in danger of losing that match. I think the whole time Darby was just like was wily and didn't lose. Cody was never going to lose.
Yep.
Darby looked resourceful, but was never going to win. Cody got tested as far as his ability to win.
I think that match did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. No, I like the story that match told. Admittedly,
I don't have to like it.
Admittedly,
this guy throwing up DDP's diamond cutter?
Not exactly that exciting this single time around. I've also been up since 4 a.m. And I was enjoying some extracurricular before we started recording.
Heyo!
Yeah, put the same mask on.
Why are you doing Paul Lynn?
Alright, here comes the Elite.
He's the Hollywood Squares, Charles Nelson Reilly.
What? That was all, like, Chinese to me.
It made sense to me. Alright, the Elite are coming out from different tunnels.
To street.
Oh, I don't like that.
I really don't like that.
It's the Bucks.
The Young Bucks dressed as Ryu and Ken.
Yeah?
We got some guy just running.
Well, it is a fighting game tournament they're at, so... Is that Kenny Omega?
No.
It's not Kenny Omega. It's supposed to look like Kenny Omega.
That also,
but wait.
That also looks like it could be Jerry Lynn. Oh.
Oh, we lost power. We didn't pay the bill.
You guys play Street Fighter at all?
A little. Not since the 90s, really, though.
See, here's the thing. I don't care much for the Elite or this event. This was a pretty cool entrance. The Young Bucks come out as Ryu and Ken. Kenny Omega comes out as Akuma.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I love it. Down for that.
Yeah. That said, I think Kenny Omega is alright. Not my favorite wrestler. I think the Young Bucks are a joke.
I do really enjoy Akuma in Street Fighter.
As far as tiny wrestlers go, they're better than the Revival, that's about it.
The Revival are...
Yeah, like, the Revival!
The Revival are better wrestlers and bigger.
That can't be true. That's all fabricated nonsense right there.
Thank you, Golden Boy, for giving us that update. I would actually... I realize it's a WWE thing, but I would love to get Jim Ross on Up, Up, Down, Down.
I'm sure if they asked me, what are you doing?
I dropped my mixtape.
Do you need it that bad?
No, I just don't want to lose it. It's out of power.
Good lord.
Got it. Speaking of mixtape, I'm going to go use my other mixtape.
Good lord. That's smoking.
A problem.
That's smoking, everybody.
I think he got the rest of my energy.
I didn't know dogs could smoke.
I don't think they're supposed to. I think that's what happens when they do.
Oh. Well, that's how we can talk, right? What do you let them smoke? Well, we can talk now.
I think, well, no, you and I are both high as shit, and I think the dog is talking. That one weird anti-drug commercial is right.
Well, they just gave us a round one fight here.
Yeah.
We're leaning into the video game thing, which is fine. I understand it for
the night. I get it for the theme of the night.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't want to see it be a permanent thing, but I'm good with it for what it is.
So if Jericho saves the princess later, I'm going to lose my shit. That's all I'm saying. Oh, we got an unnecessary backflip.
If
Young Bucks.
If John Moxley comes out dressed as Master Chief, I'm pretty gonna be pretty pumped. More traditional sense. Rick Knox is our official in this matchup. Yeah, Rick Knox, extremely well acquainted with all six men. He was actually the official of record when these, five of these six men met at the Battle of Los Angeles a couple years ago. Arm drag. Arm drag. Drop kick. Whoop, like arm drag, because that's all you're going to see here.
I thought it was supposed to be a super kick party, not an arm drag party.
You gotta wait for the super kicks to be ready. And in the meantime, you get a lot of arm drag.
Arm drag!
No less than expected is now Laredo Kid takes the headlock on Nick Jackson.
Back into the ropes. Fires him off, goes for the trick. I feel like if I was running AEW, I'd hire Kevin Nash just for his size.
To do what?
Anything! Make him our champion. Just make him cover guys.
Shot to the back of the head like that. Laredo Kid reversed into the corner. Oh, escapes out to the apron. Blocks the wild attempt. Common Gary.
Springboard crossbody.
Swan dive. Didn't go for the pin.
We're up. We got ourselves a head scissor. Oh, no, we don't.
No, he shoves him off. Went for the super kick.
Ooh, super
kick.
Two missed super kicks. Double clothesline. Neither man goes down. We got a push. Oh, we got a gum spit. That's not Mr. Perfect.
That's Mr. Fuji! That's Mr. Yeah! Fuji! Sorry about that.
I came in just at the right time.
I couldn't help it. It's been too long before I've done anything entertaining. All right, well, this referee has absolutely no control over this match. Close to a scuffle. This might be at Donnybrook. We got right hands by the Elite. The Lucha Bros loading up those super kicks and a drop kick. And I think the Lucha Bros are sponsored by Nike because they got the kicks. Moonsault.
The
double 360 plancha.
They could have gotten the timing better on that.
Let's see the instant replay.
I disagree with you, JR. I feel like all three should have landed at the same time.
The accuracy was there. Beautiful sling blade there by Pentagon. Boosts the midsection.
Raining down punches. Ah, yes!
Into another they reverse counted. Hurricane Rana.
Oh, the mathletes love counting.
En Espanol.
Si.
Sí. Muy bien.
Bully be
I don't know what they said there.
I don't either, but the rest of the Nate Yard Dogs family, funny enough, is currently in Spain.
It's a fun fact.
They went to the sister city of Toledo, Ohio today.
Ichinoku driver.
Toledo, Spain.
Oh. Apparently got a moonsault off the bottom rope.
Sword making.
Are we going to do it? We got a moonsault off the middle rope. Oh, you're just not going to give me the moonsault off the top rope? You're going to leave me hanging? I'm not a fan of that. I wanted all three, Nate Yard Dog.
Woof, woof, so did I. Flying forearm. Did I call that right?
That's all right. I'll allow it.
Is that not what it's actually called?
I'll allow it.
What's it actually called, though?
Flying forearm into the corner.
Okay.
Like, I'll give it to you. Like, you get points.
Gotcha. Oh, kick to the back. Oh, kick to the face. Oh, and the sliding kick.
Take him. Both luchadors down.
Bofa?
What's Bofa, Nate Yard Dog?
Both these luchadors!
Oh, that's different than the time before.
Off the top rope, gets caught.
Northern Lights suplex. Oh, rolling through. And we hit another Northern Lights suplex. Rolling through
again.
That's not very.
And
third Northern Lights suplex.
On a different guy. Four!
That's not very practical.
Oh, a double! Although that was a release suplex.
Release Northern Lights suplex. That is correct, Nate Yard Dog.
I'm learning, guys.
A double, if you want to be specific.
Yeah, that was a double release Northern Lights suplex.
I couldn't have called it better myself.
Does the Northern Lights suplex always end in a bridge?
Not always. Usually, though, it helps. It's better if you do get the pin cover, too.
And Kenny Omega throwing luchadors out of the ring left and right.
I believe that was Pentagon that he
tossed out of there. And a knife edge chop. Followed by another one. Throws him into the other corner.
Oh! With that elbow. Scoop. What are we doing here? Oh, backbreaker.
I know that one.
Kick out.
See, I'm trying to learn my wrestling moves so that I can actually commentate and move beyond my Jonathan Coachman role.
That's spoken like a true Jonathan Coachman.
Oh, is he going for another backbreaker? Oh! Oh!
Downstairs, upstairs. Neckbreaker!
All the way up to the top.
Top rope. Oh, went for the crossbody, but got drop kicked in the face.
Kenny Omega met him with that drop kick.
What's up with the rhythmic?
I'm sure it's something that the Elite do. Pentagon says, talk to the hand.
Oh, waiting a finger.
Yep.
Pentagon says, Pentagon Jr. Mexico City's his home, 34 years of age, folks. He and Kenny Omega been running very, very familiar with one another. Yeah, he's been...
Well, me and Pentagon are the same age, and he is in way better shape than me, Nate Yardog.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Hey.
That's fair.
Hey. Fucking Showtime, Showtime fucking wakes up to roast Trebuchet and goes right back to fucking sleep. That's fucking bullshit.
I'm simply saying I'm 8 years younger than you guys, and I think you're both in better shape than I am. That's or fair. At least I got a shape.
You do have a shape. That's fair. Put that away.
His name is George.
I don't want to see your stomach.
His name is George.
Well, you see, most guys name their penis. But apparently dogs
yeah,
name their
Johnson.
Stomach.
Fucking Johnson and George.
They're neighbors?
Yes. They get along quite well. I mean, Johnson occasionally makes a mess of George's yard. But
that's just not something I want to hear about ever. Somebody go down.
We definitely
for fuck's sake. I'm so mad at this right now. Somebody go down. Or just exchange right hands for 20 minutes.
Oh, went for the clothesline. Oh,
oh my God.
That was such
he didn't missed him by a mile, dude. I know. Yeah. Famouser, I think.
Oh, on the top rope. Oh, back on his feet.
It's hard,
oh.
To get, it's hard to get rid of a luchador, man. The Young Bucks got to use two Young Bucks to do it.
Laredo Kid.
Bad situation for Laredo Kid to find himself in. All three members of the Elite in the ring.
Nice job. Oh!
Bring him a cutter.
Like his odds right now.
German suplex. Referee's just not even giving a fuck that we got, like, nine guys in here right now. It doesn't matter. Who's legal? It doesn't matter. Oh, apparently Omega is. Oh!
Yeah, Omega's been legal this whole time.
When they're on the road, when they're on those long bus rides, on those long flights, they talk strategy.
Granted, I don't think he's actually the legal man for the Lucha Brothers, but I never saw a tag, at least.
I think he is. Pentagon was never legal.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Laredo Kid finds himself in.
He intercepted him. Rolling senton. Moonsault off the middle rope. Elbow drop from the top rope. Swanton bomb.
Is that a swanton or a senton?
Depends who calls it.
Isn't it more depends who does it?
Who does it?
I meant who does
it. No, it definitely depends on who does it. You do it wrong, you end up with doo-doo, you know? Like. All right, and we're back, everybody. This is great. This is great. The Nate Yard Dog is off the rails. I love it.
It ain't a podcast if I don't go off the rails.
No, it's good. Irish Whip. Oh, the Young Bucks spearing each other.
Yeah, the Young Bucks Young Bucked each other.
Oh, man. It's a good call. The entire Elite's in there, like...
As always.
We're just letting this go, all right. Oh, well, release German suplex. He landed on his feet. Step up in security.
The four executive vice presidents and with Cody out of commission.
Well, I guess if they're
looking
paying...
at the management.
I guess if they're paying your checks, you're going to give them some leeway. Mm-hmm. Pentagon Jr., turning up the offense.
Ooh, nice. Oh!
Backstabber. That didn't look comfortable.
Might as well just take the knife and put right in there.
Because it's a backstabber. Oh, we got a luchador with a full head of steam. Baseball slide, nobody home.
Oh.
Kicking Omega. Oh. chopping a Young Buck. I don't know which one's which. Oh, head scissor, takeover on the floor.
So what's the difference between the head scissor and the Hurricane Rana?
Hurricane Rana, you go through the legs. Suicide dive!
Through Pentagon's legs. I felt uncomfortable saying that.
Unbelievable. Matt Jackson had his leg swept out by Pentagon. Momentum has changed drastically. Here comes Pentagon. Oh! Double stop right to the chest. One, two, of course not. Of course not.
And Cody Goad's asking if we started the podcast.
So yes.
Mm-hmm.
We clearly have.
Yep. And that's a snore.
Yeah, no, he's out.
And Showtime's opinion of AEW, everybody.
It's a real snooze fest. Oh, Canadian Destroyer. Spear.
The timeless spear comes back into play. As effective as ever. Or deliver that kind of velocity and that explosion that we see.
Was that thunder or was that your stomach?
That was me burping into the water.
Good lord. God damn. Apparently, this episode of the Undisputed Podcast of the World is brought to you by Nate Yard Dog Stomach.
His name is George.
Can George work for you? It hasn't for anybody else yet, but we're still trying. George 2020. If you don't know who to vote for, vote George. Full Nelson suplex, kinda.
I'm
kind of a dragon
suplex.
What?
So, being a former amateur wrestler...
Were you more fan of the half Nelson?
Oh, yeah. I did... All of my pins ever were actually half Nelson.
Really? Well, you're a pretty big guy, Nate Yard Dog. How big are you, like, tall-wise?
Well, back in those days, I was only wrestling 135.
You know, like, height-wise, how tall are you?
6 foot, but back in those days, I was probably about 5'6".
That's fair.
Granted, wrestling another 5'6", one. We're talking middle school, folks.
That's fair. How was your record? Oh! 360 plancha!
My first season, I was 0-9.
Phew. So you were like Kurt Angle, pretty much. Just had a zero in one of the columns. Belly-to-belly suplex off the top.
My second year, I went...
Canadian Destroyer from Pentagon!
I went 5-4 during the regular season and went 2-1 in the tournament. So I ended up as a silver medalist in the... So the way they did it, there were 12 schools wrestling in the tournament. Well, not 12 schools, but 12 wrestlers in our weight division.
Okay.
So they split it into...
Super kick.
Into three tiers.
Super kick.
And
super kick. Hold on. Super kick. I'll be doing this for a while. Super kick.
And I was in the second tier, and I took second place.
I'm they're not done. I'm like, come on. Yeah.
So... So, yes, I'm just not a big fan of the full Nelson because I've seen it. I had someone illegally apply it to me, and it fucking hurts.
The full Nelson?
Yeah.
That's an illegal move. I didn't know that.
In amateur wrestling, the full Nelson is an
illegal move. Super kicks from the Lucha Bros. Hadoukens.
Yes! Oh, why do you have to be asleep for this? Thank you, Golden Boy. And JR's loving the education.
Jesus fucking Christ. Like, how long are we going to have all six guys in the ring? Oh, well, let's count everybody. Let's count everybody. The fuck doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. Don't get anybody out of there. No, can we get some more guys out here? Like, come on, let's go to the back. Somebody else get down here.
He man.
What's Shark Boy doing?
He man.
Shark Boy down here.
He man.
No, I got it. Let's get the masked wrestler suicide out here. That'll make this really good.
Is that a psychosis I see? No, it's just two poodles in a psychosis costume.
I want the Pope out here. Can we get the Pope out here? D'Angelo De Niro, what are you up to, man?
Yeah, crazy's an understatement. Uh-oh. This is going to hurt.
450 splash.
450 splash to do guys hug on the ropes.
Yes. They forgot about Pentagon. Oh, my God. We threw somebody out of the ring.
That actually happened.
X Factor.
Oh, moonsault missed. Pentagon!
Sling Blade on the floor.
Oh!
Skin of the cat! No, he's not! Oh! Big knee from Omega. That was the Omega. That was the Alpha. That was everything. That knee right there.
The Beta, the Delta, the Zeta, the Phi, the Pi, the
Diamond Cutter.
The Nether Diamond Cutter.
That was a neck breaker. Oh,
I tried. The fact that I've only really gotten one move wrong in this is kind of impressive.
It's not over yet.
Thanks, Fred.
No problem.
There's also a reason I haven't called half the moves.
Because you don't know them, I know.
Aren't you proud of me for learning, though?
I'm always proud of you, Nate Yard Dog.
Oh, am I a good boy?
Yeah, today anyways. For right now.
Can you say it? Can you say it?
No.
Please?
He's a good boy. There we go. All right, now he's panting. That's exactly what I didn't want. All right, what are we going to do? Tombstone here? What are we doing? Just blowing him? What is going on here?
That looks like a 69.
No, I'm literally going to say they're just hanging out with a 69 on the floor.
Standing 69, everybody. I know that move.
Hey-o.
Not that I've ever had it done to me, unfortunately.
Oh, I got sad at the end.
And he's back.
Got a fucking Spanish fly all the way to the floor.
And guess what? We still got one more match after this.
We do?
Yep.
God damn, this is painful. Another knee from Omega. Because why would the first one win? Double underhook. Into a driver. Tiger driver.
What?
Yep. I don't know what's going to...
Yep, we still got John Moxley and Joey Janela.
In a hardcore match?
Non-sanctioned, so no DQ.
So AEW won't sanction it because it's too hardcore, is what that means.
Okay.
Based on everything I know about wrestling. Another running knee, because why not do 9 of them?
Because we can do 10 of them?
8 were not enough, that's why.
Hey, do you know why 6 was afraid of 7?
7, 8, 9. Hey, we got a 3 count. Got a sit-down driver to end the match there.
Thank you, Akuma.
This match had something. I wouldn't say everything. So it had knees and some knees.
And some elbows. And then some knees.
Couple of arm drags and some knees. It's about 70 super kicks. Because, you know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Why finish on a super kick? We had this moonsault and those double 360 planchas.
Which, like I said, if those would have been just a little bit better time. I mean, the
one of the elbows climbing up the ropes. I did not care for the double release Northern Lights suplex. Would have been more impressive if we bridged them, but that's just
that was
me.
A great flying elbow.
That was full head of steam.
Yep.
Oh, Canadian Destroyer. Into a spear. That should have ended it.
That's the Canadian Destroyer.
That should have ended it. That was amazing. That was a back body drop all the way to the floor.
I've heard a lot about the... Oh, the...
The Hadouken?
Yes, the Hadouken.
450 splash. This was just a high spot fest right here. That's all it was. Spanish fly to the floor. running knee. Bam!
So I had never actually seen a Canadian. I've heard you guys talk about how dangerous of a spot it is.
There was two of them in this match.
But yeah, I had never actually seen it until now.
Yeah. It used to be a finisher. Now it's just every independent wrestler does it ever because independent wrestling is terrible and they don't have imagination. Yeah, I said it. At Trebuchet LOL. And you know what? You can send all your hate mail to @Goad. The man to my left sleeping, at Showtime Schultz. Be sure to send him all of your Z's. All of them. Because he needs them. All of the Z's.
Yep, and the Nate Yard Dog doesn't actually have a Twitter.
You don't? But if you did, what would it be?
At the Nate Yard Dog.
It's what it would be, but he does not have one. So if you guys want to steal it and sell it to him later.
Either that
at Nate Yard Dog.
Or at NYD.
Yeah. Well, of course it's not over. These six guys want to be in the ring more. There's no rhyme, there's no reason, they're just in there.
Oh, Daytona guy is yelling.
Well, if you look like that, you'd be yelling too. Well, you look like that and you yell, so.
I do kind of look like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying not to put all your business out there, but apparently that's what we're doing today.
Have you met me?
I have.
See, I put out all my business.
You need to put George away.
Thank you for calling him by name this
time. Well, he's going to be president. I might as well learn his name.
Yeah!
George 2020.
With Vice President Johnson.
Hashtag George 2020. The old George Johnson 2020 card.
Yep.
They can.
He asked about Showtime. Is he inebriated or tired?
Passed out.
I said passed out already.
It's almost entertaining wrestling. It's not entertaining, so he's not going to stay awake. He saw what he wanted from this match. He saw the entrance.
Yep. I'm going to say watching a snooze fest.
This literally turned into a snooze fest. Somebody fell asleep during the product.
Yep.
Which happened to me twice during the pre-show. Oh, okay. That was the official end, but unofficial.
Yeah, Nacho Man is trying to be funny.
Watching his news, that's Raw? No, I stay awake for Raw.
No, almost entertaining wrestling.
That lady back there drove 7 hours to see John Moxley.
Can she drive 7 hours to see me?
Well, they're in Daytona Beach. I think it's longer than 7 hours.
I'll drive the other 14.
Well, you might as well get on that Twitter machine right now and send her a message. She's at Lady with Sign at AEW event. Fight Fest. I'm sure that's...
They said what match is a snooze fest.
All of them. Well, let's hear. We watched three. He fell asleep after four.
No, that was the fifth.
We were losing him for the fourth.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I watch Ring of Honor, but at least that makes me mad. This is just... I'm not interested yet. I want something to get interested about. Like, the chair shot was the high spot of the night so far, Nate Yard Dog. What would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And to be honest, I didn't even like that.
You didn't even like that? What did you like so far? What was your favorite spot?
Give me a quick sec to finish on the messenger.
No, I will not give you room to breathe. Could I pull off that haircut? And when the lights go out, the official AEW event will be over. I'm a big Justin Roberts fan. However, when the lights come back on, there will be one last match this evening. Oh, well. If the lights go off, it's not your problem. There will be no disqualifications. Anything goes, because this match will be unsafe.
Oh, man. And good night, everybody. AEW is over. All right. Well, we still have a match remaining, but this is not AEW. This is something else. You really think they should have turned off the AEW signs if it was not an AEW event? I'm just saying. Bam Bam Bigelow? I didn't know Bam Bam Bigelow was going to be here. Man, he's really lost weight.
Bam Bam Bigelow's hometown of Asbury Park. He was born on the 4th of July, which is just around the corner.
See? I told you it was Bam Bam.
By the way, enjoy your 4th of July. Oh.
Fuck Joey Janela.
It's okay, Trebuchet will do the heavy lifting for this match here, Showtime. You just go ahead and take the match off. Let me know how many sheep there are when you come back.
69 or 420.
I like both of them.
Both these nuts.
Okay, now it's an undisputed podcast because this is not an AEW event, so it might as well be brought to you by us.
Yep, this unsanctioned is now sanctioned by the undisputed podcast.
I'll sanction it. Fuck it, I don't care. I don't believe these guys can hurt each other that bad. I call it no balls. I'm saying it, no balls. All right, so we got. Oh, I was wondering if he was gonna knock that wall over. I was watching the fucking video, and now he's out here. Okay, he's running away from a pit bull. I'm watching his video, not even him. You know, John Moxley resembles Dean Ambrose quite a bit. Is that a coincidence? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But that can't be Dean Ambrose. He didn't come out of the crowd. No, this is Bam Bam Bigelow versus Taz. I know the finish here. They're going to go through the ring. They're not fooling me.
My comment.
Ah, that's funny. Well done.
I figured.
Proud of you, dog. Good boy. Good boy. Nate Yard Dog is actively fighting the good fight.
Yep.
On the Facebooks for us as we're watching this.
Yep. AEW is just two poodles in an Impact costume, everybody.
That's fucking the most true fucking statement ever. And that's probably going to be the name of this fucking podcast.
Yep.
Oh, man. That's good. Ring the bell. All right. So the Undisputed Podcast is sanctioning this match.
Mm-hmm.
Suck on that, AEW. And we got Moxley staring this guy down. Man, this roster is tiny, dude.
Yeah, because, I mean, if...
I'm not. Even Impact has Brian Cage, who is beefy and looks devastating.
Well, if you can make John Moxley look that big, you got a small roster.
It's fair. Which is fine if you want to do that. That's one thing, but it's just not. You're not. It's hard to get a spectacle going. Right hand. This is unsanctioned. Now we're fighting amongst the Daytona Beach people here, and I use the term people very loosely. Yeah, he knows Raw's main event. I rest my case.
Yeah.
I didn't know what this main event was. I had to be told. He knows who Baron Corbin is. Nobody knows who these guys are. I can go on. Now your dog is just showing me text as they're coming in hot off the presses, and I'm just answering them for him. update you guys. Baron Corbin is in the main event of Raw on the Real Wrestling Show that everybody cares about and everybody knows about. And I can't wait to watch that. I may wake up Showtime for that because he'll care. He'll give a damn. We got a table out here. We have a guy with a fake leg. Oh, just of course. That makes sense. Oh, he hit Dean with the fake leg. Threw it back to that fan. Oh. End of the steps. Guess they were putting their best foot forward here, but John Moxley is looking for something. Oh, it's a chair.
Saw the damage wrought by Sean Spears earlier on in the evening. Moxley hoping maybe to recreate that on the head of Joey Janela.
So this match doesn't have a time limit, to my knowledge.
There's still careers that are that will be on the line here, something like that, where that happens.
Scoop slam onto the chair.
Gorilla pressed off the roof of a warehouse to the ground. No, actually not to the ground. He was
John Moxley bleeding from the eye right there.
Into a pickup truck loaded with light tubes and glass panes.
Well, that doesn't sound like a fun ride or a fun conclusion.
It was driven into the turnbuckle, knife edge chop. Now Moxley sitting down on that chair that he brought into the ring.
He still continues to wrestle this high risk style.
And while he was off, he didn't make a damn dime.
No,
but he's still hell bent. Not changing his style. You gotta think about that, kid.
Oh! Crushing that chair, jumping off the top rope.
John Moxley got clipped above the right eye, it looked like.
Yeah, count your lucky stars on that one.
Hope for it right there. And nope. Fall into the mount position.
Right hand, elbow.
Sean Spears.
And Moxley.
Oh, we got barbed wire.
Bloody napkins on there?
That makes sense.
When he wrapped the barbed wire around the chair.
I can't remember. This is, we saw that chair shot earlier, but this is.
You want to go hardcore? We're about as hardcore as you're going to get right here.
We'll see. Scoop. Slam.
Iron Mike at least bringing actual logic to this.
Yeah, got some good updates over here?
Well, Iron Mike at least saying,
oh!
I judge how I feel about a product by how much I look at my phone. The more I look at my phone, the less I like the product. And I look at my phone less during AEW than I do during WWE. That's fair.
I'll hear that.
I'll hear that too. Nacho Man, on the other hand, just straight up trying to tell me you're wrong. Go.
Just defend your argument. That's all I ask.
Yep.
You can have a difference of opinion, but you better bring some educational material with you when you bring your argument.
Yep.
You don't have to be right, but just defend it. You know what I mean? John Moxley missing most of that barbed wire there. Not this time! And his face tells a story there. I bet you his back will tell a little bit more. Man, feeling that shot. Right in the lower back there where he wore it, you can see it. Kicking that chair. Oh, we got another table. One was not going to be enough.
table, maybe not the best idea. Two tables, definitely a good idea.
That on here too.
That sounds logic.
But he's given Moxley an opportunity to recover. I mean, recover from that. A shot with barbed wire on a chair.
Never been hit with a barbed wire wrap chair. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Also, thank you, Iron Mike. I'm on no side. I just want cool shit.
I'm on a side. I'm definitely on a side. I am in that WWE is miles ahead of AEW.
Well, yes, but it was also miles ahead of WCW until it wasn't.
Yeah, no, they're trying. I'm watching their product. Like, they're making splashes, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, as I learn the cast of characters here and watch their product more, maybe I'll change my opinion. I don't see that happening in the near future. Oh, Russian leg sweep through the table to the floor. We got Dean Ambrose down. We got this other guy down. We got a Heineken down. There's a lot of upset people right now.
Right? That's two Heinekens down.
That's not two Heinekens down. That's two poodles and two Heinekens down outfit.
Hey-o!
Uh-oh. Moxley driving his opponent through the table. Yeah, it looks like Moxley's arms were more of that barbed wire than his back did almost. Of course, not exactly an easy way to go through a table either. Oh, we got a third one.
Ah, they even said impact.
Oh, well, they don't know what they're watching either.
They said it's great impact.
I heard them. You're not wrong. The only thing we're missing is Mike Tenay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Shark Boy. I don't know if I want Shark Boy back.
No, you know what we really need?
What's that?
We need a last rights match.
Wait till episode 3. All right.
Can I get a Judy Bagwell on a forklift, everybody?
I want that. Oh. Moxley's been told he's number one.
No, he's been told he's number two.
Oh. Well, Janela doesn't know how to count.
Oh, that's copyright infringement.
That wasn't quite the same as aggressive chop. It was...
I know. Put
the
Shawn Michaels did a lot of that.
Put the water bottle down, dog.
Shawn Michaels did a lot of the not-so-aggressive sometimes.
Okay. I'll say it. It's gimmick infringement.
Yep, that was definitely a gimmick infringement.
Oh, and now we just got a piece of plywood with barbed wire on it. I'm going to say before the event happened, I've seen those. Those are around. You should have just named this event, watch Dean Ambrose beat up a guy.
John Moxley.
I know what brand I'm a fan of.
You know what? Yeah, that's Dean fucking Ambrose, everybody.
When did he get here?
John Moxley has full control.
We got a scoop.
I heard a couple ECW chants there.
No, that was you sick fuck.
Was it?
Yeah. Looking for dirty deeds.
Dirty deeds.
Holy backfire! Moxley is just lying in a bed of barbed wire. Just laying on it. He's doing a pretty good job of protecting himself from it.
John Moxley.
I'm not saying I would do it. Not saying that at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Nah, I'm not.
The way you and I feel about blood, man.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to be the next Dean Ambrose out here.
All the heebie-jeebies. All the heebie-jeebies.
Just elbows. Go down. Somebody go down. Somebody,
somebody
go down.
Go down.
Somebody go down. Somebody go down.
Nope, not happening.
Hit him with something. Hit him with something.
There he goes.
Hit him. He's up.
Oh. Flying foot. No.
That was a lariat. That was a lariat. Big time lariat.
Between a lariat and a clothesline.
My mood.
Okay. I'll take that.
We are from the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida, everybody.
Thank you for inviting us into your home. You're live in Daytona Beach. The Ocean Center has been a site of one hell of a night of pro wrestling action. And we're glad you're with us. And thanks for supporting us. Can't say the same for Moxley. He's not supporting Janela.
Oh, a super kick. Didn't see enough of those tonight. Another super kick.
Consecutive super kicks to the head of Moxley. But he was low enough there that he was not going to fall onto the tables. The wherewithal from Moxley. He set those up for a reason.
Oh, we got a ladder.
Yeah! I love me a good ladder spot. Thank you, Jim Ross. That was one of my favorite lines ever, Mr. Jim Ross. Tables, ladders, chairs.
Oh my, yeah.
Thank you, Trebuchet.
When they that was a Mick Foley thing when they first came out with the match.
They never lose. They have a great record.
He was the one who was chanting that throughout arenas. I believe he was commissioner at the time, and he booked the match. It was fun. Tables and ladders and chairs. Oh my. He's going up that ladder.
Have you lost your mind, Joey?
No.
He never had one to begin with. Please don't die.
This is taking high risk to a whole new level.
Paul Turner pleading with Janela, trying to talk some sense into the bad boy. Oh!
Flying elbow drop. One of those tables was broken. The other one did not budge.
No, it budged. There's a bow there.
Not a care in the world. But JR, you're exactly right. The point of Janela's elbow.
Well, it did not break. How about that?
Yeah, it did not budge. What's up with their gimmicks not gimmicking tonight?
Well, when you only weigh 27 pounds, like, the table's not going to break.
Oh, Joey, you're Janela.
Got him. Fucking got him, Nate Yard Dog.
Woof, woof, everybody.
They now know who they've been fucking with.
Where'd my socks end up?
and now we're back. Now we're back. We're off the rails. We got a barbed wire board out here again.
I'm serious. Where are my socks?
Yeah, I know. I know you're very serious. I don't know. Did you eat them?
I'm not sure if you've ever smelled my feet, but I ain't eating those socks.
Now he's exposing his business. This is the Undisputed Podcast of the World. Oh, dirty deeds.
Dunder cheap.
They're probably in the other room, dog. We'll fight them after this travesty of a main event that we sanctioned. We sanctioned this match. You don't even care about it. I just want you to know.
Have you met my attention span?
I have. Death Valley Driver through the barbed wire board.
Oh, the humanity.
He's just laying at it. His lower half is all just in the barbed wire. Oh! I believe that's what it's like to sit on a cactus, everybody. Got AE dub chance. Oh, pulling it out.
A lot of dirty socks in there, but none of them were mine.
Oh, that's good. He's just sniffing all the dirty socks in the room.
Ah! Nate Yard Dog found his socks, everybody.
You can sleep easy tonight. Because we're not have to worry about whether or not the Nate Yard Dog can find his socks. We don't want to leave them with that on their conscience.
No, we do not, especially when that's more entertaining than this.
I wish we sanctioned a better match.
I do too.
Knees. Oh, he might go down.
Knees, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So let's eat knees at every meal.
Well done, Nate Dog. You're trying to make this entertaining. I'm not mad at you at all. We got a bucket. What could possibly be in this bucket?
Can someone say thumbtacks? I hope it's thumbtacks. Is it thumbtacks?
I was hoping it was Faygo. It's a bag.
That might be Faygo.
I'm pretty sure that's not Faygo. Is it Bootios?
You ready?
Bootios. Oh!
Yes! Thank you, JR.
Well, this is going to end poorly for somebody.
Oh,
pulling his shoes off. Kinda. Joey Janela is just letting him do it.
JR.
Well, Nate Yard Dog found his socks. Joey Janela is losing his. If you've ever had your finger on the pulse of a wrestling event, we've done it here tonight. I'm pretty sure.
We've called everything the announcers have said before it's happened. Oh, and he still stepped on a couple, I think.
Even to escape that, he put himself in harm's way. Boots in the midsection.
Suplexed him onto him. Kind of a dropping vertical suplex.
I can't.
You can't do it? You can't see Joey Janela with a bunch of thumbtacks hanging out of his arm? He can't get up. He's not wearing shoes or socks. Oh! There we go. Oh! He's got him all on his heels. Oh, Nate Yard Dog is feeling it. We finally found something entertaining. All right, we sanctioned an entertaining match. The Nate Yard Dog is just whining in the corner. Look, he's got like 18 of them. Just pulling them out. Some idiot out there says he knows how to fall. Well, he knows how to fall, but unfortunately, he fell onto thumbtacks.
That's a human being. What's so great about that?
Just flipped him off. I just want to point out that Jon Moxley's doing all the fucking work in this match.
Oh, yeah, Joey Janela sucks.
Ow!
He's not. All he's doing is getting beat up.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing. Oh, there's more. Because why not have more?
Do you have any doubt in your mind that there was some PG version of Moxley? Forget it.
Dirty deeds! On the tax. I think Dean got the worst of that. Not that it matters. Oh, we got a cover. 1, 2, 3. Mercifully, this is over. Nate Yard Dog's putting on shoes as we speak, just in case there's thumbtacks outside.
Yep.
I don't think there is, but there might be.
Well, there are coons out there.
7 raccoons, actually. They tried to gnaw my face off before, yes.
Yep. And the blood!
Well, yeah, thumbtacks will cause blood.
I know that. I didn't need to see it. No.
Well, look at all the ones in Dean's back.
You don't need that champ because this match was not sanctioned by AEW.
Yeah,
sanctioned by the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
I agree with you. They should be chanting for us. Missed opportunities, but we're in Daytona. These guys don't know.
UP-Dub. UP-Dub.
Give it to him. Yeah. I love that.
How have we never done a UP-Dub chant until now?
Well, that's why we got you in the booth here, Coachman. Just to come up with acronyms. I don't hate it. I didn't hate it. You should be happy. You're the one that's going to end up on SportsCenter.
Ba-da-bop. Ba-da-bop.
Shit. I just hope you like living in Bristol, Tennessee.
Connecticut?
Is it in Connecticut?
Yes.
Bristol's in Connecticut?
Yes.
That's not right.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
$5?
I don't want to do $5. No, I'm making
fine, $10.
No, I don't want to do that. I would just much rather be right.
15?
No, I'm not doing that. Bam! We're going over the replays here. Okay, I know there's a Bristol in Tennessee as well. I'm like, look up SportsCenter headquarters, see which Bristol it's in.
So essentially, they just needed a John Moxley to look hardcore.
I'm like, I did not bet you.
They're like, oh, we need to prove that Dean Ambrose is dead and he's John Moxley and he's not PG. Let's feed
Omega with another knee.
You mean Akuma?
Okay. Oh, pile driver through that table. That was half.
Why'd they ring the bell?
Because this is over.
It was already over.
It's extracurricular.
Yeah, usually when people
are trying to make him stop.
Yeah, they do that frequently. Let it all.
You could tell he was about to do Swanton. I wish I could pause this, but once again, I lost control of this.
It's fine. You don't need to pause it. Trying to get through this. I'm trying to take this AEW pill.
I find it goes a lot easier if you just relax.
I did smoke weed before this. And let me tell you, it helped. Hey, Blink 182 never showed up. That was probably my favorite thing said tonight.
UPW was pretty good.
Well, said by you.
Oh, you're saying said right now?
Yeah.
JR had some pretty good lines.
I'm sure he did. JR is great. I take nothing away from JR.
Yep. I just wish he was on a better product.
But, like, I don't know.
JR has given AEW the JR rub. This is great for them.
Yeah, no, I feel
I get it. It's infrequent events. That's a decent work schedule for him.
No. JR doesn't need AEW. AEW needs JR. But, no, yeah,
He's hitting him with drumsticks.
Yeah, they wanted to prove that.
And it's good for JR to work with young
John Moxley too. could be the hardcore guy from the indies. So they fed Joey Janela to him. I think Joey Janela is.
Joey Janela looked like just did nothing for him there.
Yeah, it was literally.
Oh,
like,
an electric guitar.
Here's a big bag of meat.
Kill it.
Yeah, it's all one.
So are these guys fighting at the other at the next thing?
They're not scheduled to fight now.
Did they fight at the one before this or something?
No.
Moxley made his debut. Did he do that on Moxley Omega's watch or something?
Yeah, what it was is
there's something here that I'm missing.
We got
a cameraman down.
Ambrose. Moxley.
Yeah, whatever.
Moxley attacked Omega.
This is the most fucking character building they've done all night. Did he want to draw out Kenny Omega's sadistic side? We saw what he did to Janela. And Janela has a reputation for this high. He's got tacks in his ass.
Well, we've all been there. Oh, he's...
What? You don't do that to a referee! And trash can!
I don't think this was needed. I think they should have ended it.
Yep.
Well, that's my opinion.
Omega plans on beating John Moxley, the bad side better become a very prominent side
I did enjoy all the Street Fighter references, too.
No, they're at a video game convention. It's fun. He just hit him with his own move through the trash can on the stage.
Dirty deeds.
For everybody and God to see. So if God lived anywhere, it'd be Daytona Beach, Florida, I'm sure.
Dirty deeds.
I think that's wrong.
What? I thought that's where Hulk Hogan moved to.
I don't think God and Hulk Hogan live in the same place.
Oh.
I hope not.
Oh, he's immortal.
Yeah, I think God probably makes it less segregated than Hulk Hogan does. Oh, you tell me why I'm wrong, I'll take it back.
I can't.
There it is!
Moxley's smiling on his way out.
I'm just happy we saw the copyright.
Alright, you guys. Mercifully, this guy is over.
I don't want to recap this.
I'm not even going to do... Well, let's do it. Final thoughts. New Year, dog.
Ouch.
Ouch. Showtime. Yeah, that's about right. I am Trebuchet, and this has been an AEW thing that we watched, and we will debate it thoroughly in the future. Later, guys.
Gore!
Trebuchet out.